This is Preps Baseball on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Tanner Schwint.
Spring has sprung, and that means it's time for Northern Colorado High School Baseball. Welcome into the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth, everybody. I am Tanner Schwint with our first A1 Organics game of the week. The beautiful day for baseball. The clouds starting to roll in, but couldn't ask for anything better. The snow has melted for now. We know it'll be back at some point. But we've got a great day for baseball, everybody. We've got the Northridge Grizzlies taking on and hosting the University Bulldogs today with the J9 Agency's first pitch coming up at 4 o'clock. I am Tanner Schwinn again. Thanks for being with us here. Micah Kilpatrick doing all the engineering back at the KFK station. Joining me in the broadcast booth is color commentator Mike Danson. Mike, thanks for coming out today, man. How you doing?
Yeah, appreciate it. Excited to get baseball going for the season.
No, I have been dying for it. It seems like the last week of watching the World Baseball Classic and everything that's gone on, and that has just got those baseball juices flowing. And this is just the first couple of weeks for both of these teams. And the first week, really, for the Northridge Grizzlies and Coach Kerr out there. They start off 1-1 with a win over Berthoud. They fall to the hands of the Eaton Reds, which is something we're going to probably say a lot this year, Mike. But this Northridge team, they've got 8 seniors on the squad here for this year. Anytime you've got that type of senior leadership, you're looking to have a pretty decent year.
Yeah, when you have that kind of leadership, you can get those young guys in a little bit when you have the chance, but senior-laden team, expect that experience to come through for them.
No, you certainly do. Of course, Coach Mike Houston was out here for years and years and years, and now the Grizzlies have their third new head coach in 3 years. Coach Jared Cronquist was here last year, and as Coach Kerr told us on Coach Speak earlier, and we'll hear that interview coming up in just a little bit. Coach Cronquist had to step away for some family issues and some changes in his family. So Coach Kerr is stepping up. He was the guy that had handled a lot of the lower level kids for a long time. And Mike, as you know, that takes a lot of patience, man, and finally getting his shot to be the head man.
Yeah, and Jim, Coach Kerr, he's been around here for a long time. I officiate a lot of basketball games
with
Coach
right?
Kerr. Yeah. He's been around Northridge a lot of time. He's built, I think he was a softball coach for a long time. Now getting his hands on the baseball program.
Now excited to see what these Grizzlies have in store for us today. On the other side, as we look across the diamond right now, in those powder blues, baby, the University Bulldogs are rocking some old-school uniforms. I was talking with head coach Casey Miller before the program. He said those are from the 80s. That's what they wore in the 80s, Mike. I wasn't around in the 80s, man, and I know that's a shock to a lot of our listeners, but, you know, that looks like something that came straight out of the 80s.
You know, I look back at one of my Little League uniforms was that color. Exactly, the tops were that color. We went with white pants then.
But, yeah, looking good out there, man. But these University Bulldogs, I've said for quite some time that this University Bulldogs team, it's like any John Stockton, right, is playing at the same time as Michael Jordan. This team could be dominant. They should have won multiple state championships. But you look up north into Eaton and see what they've been doing. It's just a bad time to be really good at baseball because Eaton is stupid good and has been for the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, we have a couple of just amazing programs built up in this area. And University just seems to come up a little bit short, but they've had their chances.
Oh, yeah.
They've got their championships. They've done it, too. So
yeah. Coach Miller, first year on the job, walked away with a state championship here for the University Bulldogs. But the Bulldogs start off 4-0. You know, they went down into the Western Slope and played some teams down there. And you know, you never know what the level of competition is when you go down there on these early season tournaments. But, you know, these guys, this is going to be, with the brutal winter we've had, this might be one of the first times they've been out on the actual field in its regular gameplay. We'll see what effects that has today. Of course, this is the Steamway Floor-to-Ceiling pregame show here on KFKA. The wind coming pretty good. Straight out of the south, it looks like, Mike. So a little bit of a wind gust going on there. That's right behind the home plate, so it could be sending these balls out into the outfield and see what the outfields get busy a little bit later on. We'll take a break now. It's Steamway Floor-to-Ceiling pregame show. More ahead of the Northridge Grizzlies taking on the University Bulldogs right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling has been making your house a home in northern Colorado. With expert designers and the industry's best products, we offer decorative solutions and finishing touches on all your remodeling or building projects. Visit our showroom today and walk through our beautiful display of flooring, window coverings, cabinetry, and lighting fixtures to fit any budget. Steamway Floor to Ceiling, 8th Avenue and 6th Street in downtown Greeley. Call 353-0133 or visit our website at steamwayftc.com.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies isn't just located in the community. They pride themselves in serving and being a part of the community. OCR has been Greeley's hometown ortho group for decades and recently broke ground on a new facility that will make it even easier to get that medicine of motion that you crave. With over 45 specialists across 6 medical campuses, you are bound to find the specialist that is just right for your condition. Learn more about Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies or make an appointment today at orthohealth.com.
Oh, Bat Spots, what do you want?
Hi, do you sell headlights?
Nope.
Oh, well, I was also hoping to replace my brake pads. I'm trying to be a do-it-yourselfer. Do you have any advice?
Good luck.
Hello?
Pump the brakes on bad customer service. Get the tools you need and the service you deserve at Gould Parts in Eaton. For car parts, truck parts, machine parts, and specialty parts, you want Gould Parts. If you can't find it, they can find it or make it on the spot. Gould Parts in Eaton.
Good morning, NOCO, with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame show. Steamway right off of 8th Avenue in downtown Greeley. You know, everybody's been locked up in their houses all winter long with how cold it's been. If you're looking to get that remodel done right ahead of the season, the summer season to get rolling, go visit Steamway Florida Ceiling. All right, Coach Bruce Dick and myself caught up with head coach of the Northridge Grizzlies, Coach Jim Kerr, coming up. We'll play that back for you. Take a listen.
Coach Kerr, how you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
Boy, it's great to be with you. Hey, give me a little of your background on, I know you're the third coach in 3 years at Northridge High School after Mike Houston spent a lifetime over there. But tell us just, you know, a little of your background, how you got into prep coaching and eventually ending up as Northridge's head man.
Yeah, I've been either officiating and coaching high school baseball for 43 years in all aspects, all different levels, as well as other sports throughout that time period. When Coach Cronquist submitted his resignation this last year due to some personal things, family changes that had taken place, we knew it was going to be tough, and we had a good group of kids coming back, and administration wanted to continue where we've been and keep some stability in that program. So I agreed that I would take it on for this year and give us some time to really do a thorough search and find that person that can guide this program into the future. So I'm going to get everything I got for this year, and I'll be back with the program just in a different role next year.
Coach Tanner Schwind here. I'll be on the call for your game this afternoon. Looking forward to meeting you in person. But, Coach, you know, I've heard from various people throughout the community, you know, your role has kind of been with Northridge, at least, is to develop those young guys. And now stepping into that varsity role, how did you find that that was kind of your fit, was developing the younger guys?
I've had that role for quite a number of years. I've enjoyed it. I love teaching the game to young people. I love watching young men become young adults, and that's one of the things I really enjoy. One of the things I've said for many years, if I can help men, young boys become men, and we win a few games along the road, then I'm satisfied with that. Most of these players I have now, they've come through me. I've seen them around me for the last 4 years, so it wasn't anything big to move into this role. I've been in this role before, as I said, another situation. Matter of fact, I think I'm among a very small group of people that can say that I'm undefeated against Coach Dick in sports. I'm 1-0 against him. I don't know if he remembers that, but I'm 1-0 against him. That's a pretty small group in this state, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, remind our audience. Come on, don't stop there.
Oh, okay. Well, when I took over the program, when we first opened Northridge up, I was head softball coach. I had a couple daughters at that time before I jumped over to the baseball side with my son. And we were at a tournament down at Rangeview at Olympic Park down there.
That's right.
We met up with Coach Bruce down there, and I got him. So
yeah.
I like to – there's not too many people that can say
there
that.
There you go, man.
Undefeated.
Yeah, and very few people realize that I was a head softball coach.
I had no idea.
For 7 years at Green Mountain High School.
Really?
Absolutely.
And I was lucky enough to ride the coattails of Jessica Strickland, who became a superstar at CSU.
Yeah.
And just led that program for 4 years. But,
yeah.
And Tanner knows this. Baseball's my favorite sport. I loved coaching softball.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of fun, fast game. And when you get competitive girls that just love the game, it is just a lot of fun. So, okay,
absolutely.
Coach, you got me, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You got to put that on a resume, Coach, I think, because like you said, there's not many people that can say that. But, you know, as you were talking about some of these young guys that you're really familiar with, how much do you see that as, you know, as a helpful tool, you know, taking on now the varsity side, knowing these guys, knowing what makes them tick, and knowing how to really get the best out of them?
Well, I think that is an advantage versus someone who is just holding the program. One of the things that really helped us also was I was able to develop a very good winter workout schedule. Now that I'm tired living that good life, it allowed me to be able to do some things that maybe some of my predecessors weren't able to do. And that was big for us to bring some of them in and get them going early and start working on things. Knowing some of the roles that they played in the past and some of their strengths, obviously, led to us moving forward very quickly with that.
And, Coach, that was leading up actually to one of my questions. After this brutal winter and not a very nice spring that we're, you know, accustomed to at least having a few nice days, you know, going into spring sports, how are those winter workouts and what's it been like, you know, early in this season, just absolutely getting to get outdoors for a few days?
Well, as I said, I've been at it for 43 years, and I've told people this was the craziest spring I can ever remember. There were times in the past where we've had tryouts in the gym and in the hallways and in the parking lot, but not for the extended time period we saw this year. We were in the gym for 2 weeks straight. Our first game was actually scheduled on the 10th of March, and that was the first day that we were actually able to get onto our field and use it. So we need some field time. There's no doubt about it. We could see a little bit of the rust. There's things that you can do on the field that you just cannot do in a gym situation or even just out on the lawn outside the school. And so that was quite an interesting start to our season there. But I was fortunate. I have some very experienced players, as we've said. We got a good group of seniors, good leadership, and I think that played a little bit of an advantage, at least maybe compared to some teams that don't enjoy that. So it was great.
Yeah, Coach, talk about some of your seniors or talk about some of the returning players that are going to make an impactful, be very impactful for your team this spring.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got some good arms that I'm very happy with. Parker Steckel leading our way with that. Jace Reed, who also plays shortstop for us. Gannon McGean, left-handed starter there, are three that we're going to really depend on. Lincoln Lyons is a junior who will pitch and play some shortstop for us as well. We got a couple of senior catchers, Dylan Hubbard and Cooper Rose, that will fill in. And I also got a new kid that's joining us, Bo Greer, who is a pitcher that is going to help us out as well. Mark Feliciamas plays in third base for us, and that kind of rounds out. Well, Brendan Peterson is our other senior out there, and he'll be playing some outfield and doing some things. So we got a good group of seniors
sure
there
you do.
We're going to rely on.
No, and that's huge, Coach. With Northern Colorado baseball just as competitive as it is, having that senior leadership is huge. Coach, who's going to be on the bump today? Can you tell us that yet?
Yeah, I can tell you that. We're going to start Jace Reed today.
Casey's not listening, Coach.
No, it's all good.
We made sure he was in class.
That's no problem. You know what? There ain't nothing to hide. There ain't nothing to hide. We're gonna come right at him. Coach Miller has a very good program he's developed over there. We have a lot of respect for them. And we're going to come at him, and we're going to compete, and we'll see how it falls out.
Now, I'm excited to get out there, Coach. I'll be out there this afternoon, get that lineup from you. But I certainly appreciate you guys having us out there this afternoon. I know Coach Dick has one more question, but I just wanted to say thanks for having us today.
Hey, Coach, let's get a shout out to your staff. Tell us who's assisting for you and some of the roles on your staff at Northridge.
Absolutely. I'm very pleased with the staff that I was able to assemble at a pretty quick time period. Travis Roth is helping me out at the varsity level. He's my assistant coach. We have a volunteer assistant coach, Jerry Esparza, who's been very involved with the Gojos program as well. We're very happy to get him to join us there. And then I'm pretty fortunate. I've got two coaches at my lower levels who are both head coaches in the building. Dan Beck, who is the girls' head basketball coach, is coaching mainly our JV, but he'll be flip-flopping back and forth as he has a son that's in our program as well. And then Easton Ramirez, a former player of ours who is the head wrestling coach at Northridge, he also is helping us out. He'll primarily be doing our C team, our developmental team, and as I said, flipping back and forth between the JV as well. So I'm very pleased with the group we were able to assemble and get together. It's worked out well.
And, Coach, I want to kind of leave with this. Changes in your league this year, and you guys are going back-to-back with teams. Is that correct?
Yes, that's been the case for a few years for us, where we'll play the same team. As you said, we'll skip a day and then go with them. So we go literally, we start this next week going Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday for about the next 6-7 weeks in a row, 3 games a week. So you got to have some arms.
No doubt, Coach. Well, good luck to you, man. Thanks for jumping on this morning, and I look forward to catching up with you this afternoon.
Absolutely, and hey, as a UNC alumni and a big UNC basketball supporter, that was not good news I heard.
Oh,
right.
No. Coach, you and I are together. We're both UNC grads. You know, I just love the UNC basketball program. And
yeah, that's going to be big shoes to fill with Dalton. With the weight, did you expect Dalton to step up that way, Coach?
You know, he had a great season last year, I thought, and he has all the tools to do it. It didn't surprise me at all in that sense. I loved it when he went hard to the hole.
Oh,
those
yeah.
times when he took that dribble, you know, and he has those long arms, and he just went jammed it down. And I would have loved to have seen a little more of that. But he's a scorer. We're going to miss him, no doubt.
Absolutely. And let's just hope. I know, Coach Smiley, we've talked a little bit how this recruiting is just changing so much, not just yearly now, but I think daily now with the transfer portal and things like that. And the kids I feel most bad for are this year's seniors in high school.
No.
Because they're not ready to step in and make a big contribution. And coaches in the area, they need guys that can step in and make that immediate contribution.
Yeah, and I think those second-level schools are the ones that are getting hit the worst. It's really hard on them as players. It's almost like in the Major League Baseball, the small market clubs, hard to hang on to your good players.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Coach, thanks. Good luck today. And we'll be keeping you, you know, keeping track all season long. But enjoy this season being the head man.
Absolutely.
There you go. There's head coach of the Northridge Grizzlies, Coach Jim Kerr, here as we're getting set to have the Northridge Grizzlies taking on the University Bulldogs. And is that Larry Lawhead that's going to be officiating?
Larry
Lawhead's going to be doing the officiating today. So we'll see with the umpiring. We'll yell at him. We're going to yell at you just a second. Let's get a break. We'll come back and wrap up the pregame show next on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
This tax season, H&R Block of Greeley is making your tax filing simple. Complete your entire return without stepping foot in their office or make an in-office appointment 7 days a week. Get the expert tax help you need and the biggest tax refund possible guaranteed at H&R Block in Greeley. Two convenient locations in Greeley to serve you. Just call 970-330-1500 to chat with one of their experienced consultants. That's H&R Block of Greeley.
What you use on your lawn matters. A1 Organics Command Turf Compost is your professional-grade microbial solution that promotes soil health by enhancing nutrient uptake, reducing water inputs, and providing your lawn with the beneficial biology it desperately needs. Command Turf Compost can be used as a top dress, spot treatment, or even used as a soil amendment to establish new turf. Our organic solution for your lawn. People and pet safe. Keep on the grass, folks. A1 Organics is Colorado's sustainable choice. Find us online at A1Organics.com.
Hey, is Daylon Coombs of the Blue and Gold. It takes community support for UNC teams to compete. Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor is one of those supporters through thick and thin. Formed by two UNC Bears alumni 20 years ago, Renaissance Insurance has always had our backs. They specialize in risk management, commercial, and personal insurance needs for Weld County and are the go-to workers for compensation and farming operations. Do not lose what you've been working so hard for. Call my guy Ryan at Renaissance Insurance, 970-674-8825. 970-674-8825.
Tis the season. The Grilly Stampede season, that is. Get ready for top-ranked PRCA Pro Rodeo action, Demolition Derby, American Bullfighting, and so much more.
And Brian, don't forget the Superstars Plus Concert Series.
I was getting there, Tanner. See Sam Hunt, Flo Rida, Dustin Lynch, Lee Bryce, and Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line.
Celebrate the season and get ready for summer fun by getting your tickets online at GrillyStampede.org.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Just a couple minutes ahead of our first A1 Organics High School Baseball Game of the Week between the Northridge Grizzlies and the University Bulldogs. While we have a couple of seconds here, let's start to break through these starting lineups. First, for the University Bulldogs, batting first, playing short, will be Cole Croissant. Batting second, catching today, will be Dalton Yates. We were watching him take the infield there, Mike, and he's got an arm on him, man.
Got a cannon.
Yeah, he does. Batting third and playing third will be Caleb Tejada. He'll be out there at third base. Riggs Towell gets a start on the bump today. He's batting fourth in the lineup. Connor Weber will be playing out there, roaming center field. He's batting fifth. Batting sixth today is Jacob Cruz. He'll be the DH today for Will Corby, who's going to be out in right field. Batting seventh, we've got Corey Kaler. He's going to be playing first base today. Scott Thompson will be out in right field, batting eighth. And batting ninth today will be Cade Van Bever. That's how the University Bulldogs set up today. Mike, I know we'll get to the Northridge lineup here in just a couple of seconds. We've got the anthem here in just a couple of seconds as well. But you got a couple of keys of the games today as Northridge comes into this 1-1 and University yet to suffer a defeat to start the season.
Yeah, talking about Northridge, keys to the game, I think they must minimize damage. They can't have those big innings. If they're going to give up runs, it needs to just be one run. You can't get to where you're giving up four. And I think they should be aggressive on the base pass. You get a hit, try to stretch that thing out a little bit. Yeah. Put some pressure on that defense, see if you can get some mistakes. University, on the other hand, this is just another building block to what expects to be another successful season for them. And work the count, work through that Northridge pitching staff.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's what you'll see, a very disciplined approach at the plate from Casey Miller's University Bulldogs, as we see all the time from them. As we go down the lineup for the Northridge Grizzlies, it'll be Jace Reed, one of those seniors that we talked about. He's on the bump. Mike, one inning of work, but his stats are relatively impressive.
Yeah, one inning of work. He had 10 pitches and that two strikeouts in that inning, so a really strong inning. Let's see if he can carry that over with the start here.
10 pitches, one inning, two strikeouts? Yeah, I think he'll take that every day of the week. Then batting second, you've got Alvarez. He's going to be playing at second base today. McGreen will be batting third, playing in right field, as we are just a couple of seconds away from the anthem. Let's try and get to the rest of these. Lions will be batting fourth, playing at shortstop. We'll have Felix Lamas, who will be playing third base and batting fifth as well. We'll get to the rest of the lineup when we come back on the other side ahead of our A1 Organics Game of the Week here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, winter is over, it's springtime, and it's time for baseball. We've got the Northridge Grizzlies taking on the University Bulldogs again inside of the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth here on a, relatively nice day on a Thursday. I am Tanner Schwent. Mike Danson, my color commentator, joining me today as well. Mike, just a couple of seconds away here, but I think, as you're talking about your keys to the game, the first inning in baseball really always sets the tone, especially from a pitching perspective. You got a senior in Jace Reed who's out there on the bump. You expect him to come out here, and especially after that strong outing in the one inning he's pitched, he needs to get going in a good way.
Yeah, he wants to kind of get through this University, these first three batters, set them down, get the offense out there, set the tone just like you said.
Cole Croissant's been ripping the ball. The Bulldogs will send to the plate first. Really good at the plate so far to start the year.
Yeah, Cole Croissant, he's batting 600 on the season early here in the season. The one thing that stood out to me, I saw that he has like 7 stolen bases already this year. So if he gets on first, you got to be ready for him to go for it.
If you you tell me that my leadoff guy's batting 600 with 7 stolen bases through 4 games, man, I think that's a pretty good winning recipe, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good leadoff guy.
Yeah, you get that on-base percentage for Cole Croissant to be up there in that way. That's going to work out for the University Bulldogs. We'll see how the rest of the team lines up out there on defense. Again, you've got Felix Lamas over at third base. You've got Lions there roaming a shortstop. Alvarez at second. Mondragon at first. Peterson now in left field. Pisano in center. And McGean doing the right field duties. On the mound, Jace Reed, of course, as we talked about him. And he's pitching to Rose. That's the battery there for the Northridge Grizzlies. Again, we're just seconds away from our J9 agency's first pitch. How much do you, Mike, as an opposing team, you're sitting there waiting and waiting for the pitcher to take his warm-ups. It's a little colder out here, right? It's Colorado baseball, but as he's taking these warm-up pitches, how much do you take away from it? As he sails one over the catcher's head there, but how much do you take away?
You know, I don't think you're going up there guessing at all. You're just going to get up there and see what he's got right away. You don't want to go in there thinking you know what's coming at this point.
Right. No, I completely agree with you here. So we will see but right now, you're looking at Jace Reed. He overthrew one. He bounced one in the dirt. But, we'll see how this goes down. I think on paper, at least, the University Bulldogs, the superior team when it comes to talent, and you look at their success in the recent years, that's where it goes. Cole Croissant, man, he looks like a leadoff guy. He got that Jose Altuve build, man.
Yeah, he really does kind of look like that. That shortstop type,
Yeah, he does. So the Grizzlies huddle at the mound right now, and we are underway with our J9 agency's first pitch. Again, thanks for being with us here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. As we said, Cole Croissant hitting 600 in 4 games. That'll work for your leadoff guy. And here we go. Jace Reed going to work out of the stretch here today. No full windup. Comes set. Croissant waiting on the first pitch of the game. Wind-up delivery on the way, and that is in there for strike number one.
No, and that's great for Jace Reed. As you said, he kind of threw one over the top of the catcher, bounced one, that first one right in there.
Yeah, and a lot of times to start the game, that hitter is going to at least take one. That's Cole Croissant standing in there. Here's a delivery from Reed. That one's low, 1-1, now the count. This Bulldogs team always in the thick of things, always looking to make deep playoff runs year in and year out, and again, they look like they've got the build. Not as senior-laden as they have been in the past, but Casey Miller's got a good program. The 1-1 pitch from Jace Reed comes set, and the pitch swung on and missed by Cole Croissant. That one had some heat on it, Mike.
That one had some heat on it, and Croissant just a little bit underneath that one.
Yeah, you gave him some high heat, and Croissant's eyes lit up a little bit, but when you're batting 600, man, I would imagine that you are. That thing looks like a balloon coming in there. So Jace Reed gets ahead of Croissant early, 1-2. Reed trying to set the tone with a strikeout here on Croissant. Here's the pitch on the way. That one is low and inside for ball number two.
I like that there. Go inside. He's got one to waste in that position being ahead in the count.
Yeah, he certainly does. And I was just going to say, too, on Croissant's side, you like the pitches. You want to use those pitches from these pitchers early. Get that pitch count up. 2-2 to Croissant on the way from Reed. That one's low in the dirt as well, and he's worked it full.
And one thing you don't want to do, make him get on base. You don't want to walk him, especially with the way he can steal bases. Don't put him on first because he's going to be at second pretty quick.
7 stolen bases in 4 games for Cole Croissant. The last thing you want to do here, and especially to start the game, is issue a free pass. Jace Reed comes set. Here's the 3-2 pitch on the way to Croissant. That one's low and ball number 4. So as you see, Croissant, he falls down in the count 1-2 and works a walk out of it. And that's the early momentum that you talked about for the University Bulldogs, Mike.
Yeah, just a great patient at bat there by Croissant. Just exactly what you want out of your leadoff guy.
Now you got Dalton Yeast here coming up to the plate.
Yeast, he's batting 400 on the early season here.
I'm telling you, man, all of these
5
guys,
doubles, Tanner.
That it, well, and when you got speed like this, now this is where you want to look at. The speed factor certainly does come into play here with Croissant over at first base. Reed takes a quick glance over. Comes set. Another glance over. Here's the pitch on the way. That one's in there for strike number one.
And he's doing what you want to do as a pitcher, getting ahead of the count right away.
Yeah, he just can't lose him like he did there with Cole Croissant on that last one. But, Croissant is such a speed demon over there, too. I was interested to see how that first pitch would go for Jace Reed. But he's focusing at getting Dalton Yace at the plate. Jace Reed checks the runner at first. Now he comes, and Croissant's off and running. That ball's popped up and fouled back out of play. So Croissant's going to have to head back there. But he saw something that he liked, man, so he took off.
Well, and you can see Reed kind of playing with his timing to the plate. He held that one a little bit longer on the mound just to see if he could get Croissant to leave early, maybe.
Yeah. So now 0-2 to Dalton Yace. Nobody out here. Top of the first inning. Northridge Grizzlies, University Bulldogs. Cole Croissant fell behind 1-2 in the count, and his at-bat draws a walk out of it. He's on first. 7 stolen bases in the first 4 games. Now Dalton Yace at the plate. He is down 0-2 in the count. Here's the third pitch on the way, and that's up. I don't mind that pitch there either, Mike, because you miss high. That gives your catcher a good spring coming out of a step to possibly throw down to second.
Yeah, I agree, Tanner. And like you said, you're up 0-2 in the count there. Maybe get him to chase one.
Yeah. Jace Reed again working out of the stretch. He did that with nobody on as well, so he's comfortable with Cole Croissant over there at first. Takes a quick look over at the runner. Comes set. Time called by Dalton Yace. It'll be a strike in the MLB now, huh? No pitch clock in high school baseball.
You want me to just start yelling a countdown?
Yeah, you see how that works, Mike. See how long before the AD Jeff Collins throws you out over here. Getting their head a little bit. Here is Dalton Yace settles back in 1-2 the count on Yace. University and those baby blues looking to score some runs early. That one's high as well. Looks like he tried to throw him a curveball, just hung up on him a little bit.
Yeah, a little off-speed pitch there. Yace has only struck out one time so far this season, so it's not something that really does very often.
Well, and those are those disciplined at bats, man, from all this University Bulldogs lineup from top to bottom. They're not going to go swinging at stuff that's outside of the zone. And you've seen the first two fall behind in the count. Will Croissant run on the 2-2 to Yace? Reed throw on the way. He does not go. Fouled off down the first baseline. He made solid contact there.
Yeah, wasted a really good pitch. I think that one was going to catch that inside corner.
Yeah. That's a good, man. That was a good battle right there. A little bit late on it. Fouled down. Had to play down that first baseline. Again, you just start to think about the pitch count already, Mike.
Well, and that's what I talked about as one of the keys to the game. They want to work through that pitch count. You know, there's a couple of guys on that Northridge pitching staff have a 14 ERA.
Yeah. So getting to that bullpen early would benefit the Bulldogs. J3, 2-2. Croissant takes off from first. It's a ball high. Croissant is going to be safe at second base. Thought it was a pretty good throw there, but nonetheless. Rose had a good toss down there. It's just a little bit high, and Croissant just so fast. So now all of a sudden you've got a full count to Yace and a runner in scoring position for a guy in Yace that's batting .400 on the year.
Yeah, just a scary spot here for Reed. You've got to get this one across the plate, but you don't want to give him any meatball.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The way Yace is seeing the ball coming out of Reed's hand, we'll see what happens here. Reed now checking the runner over at second. Come set. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swung on, it's popped up, heading into center field. They'll have a look at it, and it will be caught in right field by McGean, and that'll be out number one. Good job to initiate that pop fly there.
Yeah, Reed got him on that one. He was a little bit behind. He'd been behind on a couple of pitches also earlier in the at-bat. Great job by Reed to get through that one. Yeah. One down here.
Yeah, fly out there for Yace, and now Reed maybe going to settle back in just a little bit. As well as McGean ends up taking the out there. Jace Reed now facing Caleb Tejada. Tejada wearing the number 8 in the plate. Here's the pitch by Reed. That one's in there for strike one as well. Man, he's been pounding the strike zone with that first pitch with all three of these batters.
And Tejada, he's batting .538 here early in the season. All these guys, man, up over .500.
Just insane numbers. You look at Cole Croissant over there, he's got a pretty good lead at second base. I don't know if you think about swiping third right now, but here's the pitch in, and Tejada swung on and missed. You know, Alvarez for Northridge, the second baseman, almost looks like a semi-shift, Mike. I mean, he's right by second base. Here we go. Pitch on the way. Fouled back.
I really like what I'm seeing out of Reed here early on the mound. He's just pounding that strike zone, like you said, making these guys make decisions on good pitches.
Yeah, he is. You know, 0-2 in, ahead in the count is Reed. He'd like to just finish this in a hurry and get done with this at bat and try and escape after Croissant offers a lot of issues over there. Here's the pitch by Reed on the way. That's going to be a ground ball down the third baseline. It's a little bit of a bobble throw on the way, and he is going to be out at first base, but Croissant advances on that. So now you're going to have a runner on third for University with two outs here in the top of the first inning.
Yeah, when you bobble that as a third baseman, you don't have a chance to kind of look that runner back to second base very much. You got to get it over to first to get that out. That allows Croissant to kind of hang out there and take his chance at getting to third.
Yeah, he does. So two outs now as we see Riggs Towel make his way to the plate. Yeah, Felix Lamas, he didn't have a whole lot of time to think about that, but once you bobble it, it was ripped to him over at third base. Bobbled it, but that was a really good throw to get the runner out, to get the batter out at first base. Here's Riggs Towel at the plate for the Bulldogs. That one is in there for strike number one. Again, it's been the same inside fastball that he started all four batters off so far with, Mike.
Yeah, that's a great job by Reed. Riggs Towel here, he's one of the only batters under 200, 167 in the early season here.
A little bit of a slow start for Riggs. He'll be on the bump for the Bulldogs as well. So Jace Reed comes set, trying to get out of this inning. No damage done. Here's the pitch on the way, and they're going to say that Riggs went there on he tried to check his swing, but they're going to say he went. So that'll be strike number two. Two strikes, two outs, top of the first inning, Northridge Grizzlies, University Bulldogs. The Bulldogs got the leadoff guy, Cole Croissant, got on, swiped second, advanced on a bobble from the third baseman. So runner on third, two outs, top of the first inning. Here's the 0-2. That one's going to bounce, and Croissant's going to head to the plate. He's going to be standing up, and a run's going to come in for the University Bulldogs.
And Tanner, I was just about to say, man, if you're reading, you get out of this inning here. That would be great with Croissant on the base path, but then he bounces one in there, not able to block it by the catcher, and there's that run.
Yeah, that is the run, and especially when you're up on the guy in the count, you know, 1-2, just you've got some pitches that you can waste there. You can't just throw it in the dirt like that. So a little bit of a mental mistake there from Jace Reed. So looking to get out of this inning before this can turn into a two-out rally for the Bulldogs, and he does. That's a great slider. Swung on and missed by Riggs Towel, and that'll do it for the top of the inning. Well, Cole Croissant, man, get on base, see what happens. He gets on there, draws a walk, swipes second base, advances to third, and then on a pass ball goes ahead and scores. Bulldogs lead 1-0, middle of the first inning. We'll come back on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
If you've been injured in an accident and looking for legal help, I have your law firm. Hey, it's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears and Colorado Rockies. The firm of Cain, Doolin, McQuinn, Young do nothing but represent good folks injured in accidents. I promise these attorneys are honest, fair, hardworking, and respectful, and representing their clients the absolute best of their abilities. I promise this because I work with them and I saw it firsthand. If you've been injured or have a loved one that has been hurt, I urge you to contact the firm. Their website is trialproven.com. That's trialproven.com.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
Want to hear from the coach? Listen to Coach Speak, weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's our A1 Organics Game of the Week, high school baseball back. I am Tanner Schwint, Mike Danson joining me today for the Northridge Grizzlies and the University Bulldogs doing battle here. It's our A1 Organics Game of the Week, and in this game, he saw in the first inning on 21 pitches, Jace Reed does give up a run. And was that an unearned run? Is that how they'll score that on the pass ball, Mike? That's an excellent question. I would imagine that it'd be an unearned run that would come on as he draws the walk, but the Bulldogs lead 1-0. 21 pitches in that first inning for Jace Reed. A little bit of an issue. We'll talk more about that throughout. But now the Bulldogs set up in the field, and you've got Riggs Towel out there, Mike, doing the pitching today.
Yeah, Riggs Towel. He's 1-0 on the season with a 1.4 ERA. He has 8 Ks, 2 walks.
We'll see what he's got in store for us today against this Northridge Grizzlies lineup. Here's how the Bulldogs set up defensively. You got Towel on the mound. His battery partner will be Dalton Yace back behind the plate. You got Kaler over at first. You got Von Beber at second. Croissant doing the duties at shortstop. Tejada at third. In the outfield, you got Corby in left field, Weber in center, and Thompson out in right field. Jace Reed, after pitching in the top of the first inning, comes to the plate. He's the leadoff guy for the Northridge Grizzlies, number 19, donning those white bottoms, white tops with the blue and maroon numbers. See what Riggs Towel starts him off with. Here's the windup of the pitch on the way, and that one is going to be in there for strike number one.
And Jace Reed on the season, he's batting 143 here early, just 2 games for Northridge.
Yeah, some of these stats are going to be a little bit skewed just because of the number of games. Riggs Towel working out of the windup. Here it is, and that one's a little low, but they call it in there for strike number two. And now all of a sudden you've got Riggs Towel up in the count, 0-2.
Yeah, he must just be catching the knees there.
It comes out of a full windup. A little bit of a funky windup for Riggs Towel. Here's the ball on the way. That one's going to be drilled over to Croissant at shortstop. It eats him up, and Jace Reed's going to be there. E6.
That one took a little bit of a weird hop. I was expecting that thing to stay down also, and then it hopped right up into Croissant's chest.
Yeah, hard ground ball over to Cole Croissant, and it ends up. Any way you can get on, man. That's what the what they're going to be looking for here for the Northridge Grizzlies as Alvarez makes his way to the plate. So now Riggs Towel works out of the here we go with Riggs Towel. He checks the run at first. Here it is. Quick delivery, man, and that is in there for a called strike.
And Alvarez, he's batting 333 on the season here.
So, I mean, that's huge. You know, if you're the Bulldogs, you're looking at that error from Cole Croissant, who scored the run in the first inning. You got an error there. And now Coach Kerr's going to call time and come talk to his guy. Some encouraging words, I'm sure, from Coach Kerr there. A little bit of an emphasis with a pat on the butt as he walks away.
I don't know if that kind of slide step may have threw him off a little bit, his timing. So just got to be ready for that.
Here's Towel with his pitch on the way. He's going to throw down a bunt. That's what it was. Coach Kerr came up, tried to get him to throw down a bunt. He missed it on the first one. So now Towel, as he was in the first at bat, is up in the count 0-2.
And I like the idea there, Tanner. Yeah. A team that you may be a little bit overmatched offensively with, you've got to try to manufacture a run any way you can.
Yeah, man, small ball works. Small ball works. Here's Towel with the 0-2 pitch on the way. That one's going to get into the dirt and get away from Yace. He still can't find it. Reed rounds second. He's looking over at third. Now Yace gets a hold of it, and he'll walk the runner back down to second base.
And we talked about it early. You don't want to mess around when Yace has that ball in his hand because he has a cannon back there behind the plate.
He certainly does, so... Pass ball there, and Jace Reed now in scoring position. You couldn't have drawn up a better start for the Northridge Grizzlies here in the bottom half of the first inning. Riggs doesn't like what was getting called there, and early on, some miscommunication as Yace heads out there and starts to talk to Riggs and say, hey, was that one finger? Was that two fingers? Which way, what are we throwing here, man?
Man, this is probably some of that just early season stuff where you're still kind of getting used to each other.
Absolutely. So Alvarez at the plate looking to drive in a run. He's down in the count 1-2 now.
Long fly ball to right field here does a good thing.
Well, and that's a wild pitch there. It looks like he was trying to throw some sort of off speed and went over the top of Alvarez's head. So now 2-2. And Mike, you got to think with this wind blowing out, it's coming right straight out from home plate, blowing out into the outfield. First of all, any of these baseballs are going to carry, but also once it gets up in that wind, you never know what's going to happen with it. Here's Towel, comes set, working out of the stretch here, bottom of the first inning. Pitch on the way by the Bulldogs pitcher, and Alvarez takes strike three looking. And that one, too, Mike. That one was That one was right where he wanted. That was right in the middle of the plate there.
Yeah, we get to see our first lefty of the day here, Tanner.
There you go, man. Those lefty-righty matchups. You got McGean at the plate. Jace Reed over at second base. The Grizzlies trying to answer the run that was scored by the Bulldogs in the top half of the first inning. Here's the pitch by Towell on the way, and that's going to be ripped down the first base line. Going to be handled there. Going to be a speed race over there. It's going to be a race to the first base, and they get it done there. So ground out to first base for McGean, but the Bulldogs, he does advance a runner on that. The Bulldogs now two outs, shaping up almost exactly like we saw in the top half of this inning.
Lyons comes to the plate here. He's batting 286 on the season. He does have three of the RBIs for Northridge this year.
So Reed advances over to third base. Let's see what Lyons has in store. Can he drive in a run here and tie this ball game up? Towel comes set. Here's the pitch on the way. Oh, that was a good frame job by Dalton Hayes, but Larry Lawhead wasn't fooled by that, man. That was a good pitch.
That was. He started everybody else off with a fastball. That came with the off-speed pitch on that one.
Yes, he did. See what Lyons has for us. Pitch on the way from Towels. That gets away as well, and here comes the runner to the plate, and it's going to be in there, Mike. Monkey see, monkey do to start this one off. Pass ball, and Reed scores.
And that's a great job by Northridge. Honestly, they get to manufacture that run. That's exactly what you need to do. Take what you can get.
And that may have been a pinch runner that they put out there, Mike, that I may have missed. I couldn't see when he went by, but nonetheless, it's 1-1. Numbers. Oh, perfect. It was a pinch runner that comes in and scores.
That was
Gonzalez that came in and scored there. Here's the pitch swung on and missed.
And Lyons loved the look of that one coming in.
He took a big swing at it. 2-1. Lyons up in the count here. Two outs. Nobody on here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch in. That is right down Main Street. Called strike number two. 2-2, two outs, bottom of the first. Grizzlies have tied this thing up 1-1 against the University Bulldogs. Here's the pitch from Towell, trying to put him away. That one misses outside. And now, Mike, we've talked about the pitch count for both of these pitchers. Both teams really extending that pitch count for these pitchers out there with Towell and Reed.
Well, you know, they just haven't played a lot of games at this point in the season. The pitching just a little bit off so far.
That one's low, ball number four. So Lyons finds a way to get on base, man. And now two outs, runner on first. And you hope this doesn't turn into, you know, a two-out rally if you're a Bulldogs fan.
And Riggs Towell, when he's been in the strike zone, it has been right there. But when he's been off, it's been way off at this point.
Yeah, he has. Looked like he was pitching better out of the full windup. But even there with nobody on, he's struggling a little bit from there, finding his location. Very short, compact windup for Towell as that one's in there for strike number one. Again, J3, 21 pitches in the top half of this inning. Towell approaching that now, 16 pitches and two-thirds of an inning pitch. That one is swung on a miss. That is a dynamite changeup, Mike.
Yeah, just a great off-speed pitch. Really out ahead of that one.
Man, the bottom just fell out of that. That was a great pitch by Riggs Towell. 0-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch swung on over to shortstop. Croissant's there, and he bobbles another one. Is he going to have time? No, everybody's going to be safe.
Man, as good as Croissant has been at the plate this season, a little bit of a struggle here in the field with a couple of errors to start this game.
Yeah, runners first and second. Now two errors in the bottom half of the first inning here.
Looking at Croissant's stats, he's only had one error in the first four games for University and two here in the first inning against Northridge.
Steckel at the plate now. He's the DH today, and both these pitchers, they've been doing a really good job of starting these batters off with strike number one, but it's been later in the at-bat that they've been struggling to find their spot. Sun's starting to come out here in North Greeley as we're at Northridge High School. Tanner Schwint, Mike Danson on the call. Grab a chair and join us for the afternoon baseball. That one looked pretty good, but they're going to say inside or up on that. Ball number one, 1-1.
I wonder at this point if you're Coach Miller or Coach Kerr, are you going to tell those guys to go up there ready to swing? Because that first pitch has been right there every at-bat.
It has. Runners first and second for Steckel, who's at the plate now. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Tal. Did he go? No, he didn't. They're going to check down. Save, so he did not swing on that, so that ball is in the dirt, ball two.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, and that's a good job by the umpires to go down and check on that. Looked like Larry Lawhead thought he had went, checked with his partner, and said, nope, he did not. So 2-1 the count, two outs, bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch by Tal on the way, and that one is going to be strike. He was trotting down to first. I was going to say, I don't know why he was trotting. That was going to be ball three, Mike.
Yeah.
Little mix up there. Look outside, and the fans are like, yeah, we knew it was.
Hey, they're trying to take every advantage they can get.
I like it, man. Can't get one past Larry Lawhead like that, though. 2-2, two outs, two runners on. Twos are wild here in the bottom of the first inning. That one's going to be high for ball number three. So runners will be in motion here, 3-2. Count full, runners on first and second. See if Steckel can drive in a couple of runs, and the Bulldogs can take an early lead. We're tied up 1-1 in the bottom of the first inning. It's a big pitch from Riggs Tal. Sets. Looks over at second. Now he comes home with it. Pitch on the way. That's right down Main Street. Strike number three as Steckel takes it looking, and that'll be the end of the first inning. In the first inning, you've got 24 pitches from Riggs Tal. Couple of errors, and the Grizzlies tied up 1-1. We'll come back with more of our A1 Organics Game of the Week, this time out brought to you by Clear Water Products right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's time for a March Madness update. The break from the madness is over, and the Sweet 16 tips off today. Coming up from New York City, it's the East Region semifinals with 4th-seeded Tennessee taking on 9th-seeded Florida Atlantic. Also at the Garden, Kansas State and Michigan State. In the West region from Las Vegas, Arkansas against UConn and UCLA taking on Gonzaga. Hear Westwood One's exclusive coverage of the NCAA tournament right here.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Is this the year for the Nuggets? Follow along with Brady on the Hall Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, make sure you stay tuned for the Alt Feedmill post-game show coming up after the game. Alt Feedmill doesn't matter the size of your operation. You've just got a few head like I do. Or if you're running an entire feedlot, Alt Feedmill's got the feed that you need to keep you going. So 24 pitches, two errors for Riggs Tal in the bottom of the first. And now it's a tie ball game, Mike, after a couple of errors by Cole Croissant. And now up at the plate, we've got Weber coming to the plate here. Connor Weber for the University Bulldogs. I'm Tanner Schwint, Mike Danson with you on the call today. Here's the pitch from Jace Reed on the way. That's going to be inside for ball number one.
Connor Weber, he's batting .500 here to start this season. Six RBIs. He has a double and a triple.
I think this is a relatively important early inning for Jace Reed. 21 pitches in the top half, and as you mentioned, the you got to wonder about how deep this Northridge bullpen is as that swung on and missed.
And that's what I was going to say, Tanner. As important as it is for Reed, it's really important for Northridge. He needs to get through as many innings as possible before they get into that bullpen.
Well, he's 1-1 with Connor Weber here. Reed comes set. Here's the pitch on the way. That one's going to be low. I'm impressed by both catchers here today so far. Mike, they are doing a really good job of framing those pitches.
Yeah, that's something that when I was playing baseball, we didn't even really think about or talk about when you were playing catcher. And now, man, even the high school kids are doing it.
It's insane, man. Jace Reed working out of the stretch here. Here's the windup, the pitch on the way. That one's going to be low as well. So a little bit of a command issue from Jace Reed to start things off. But kudos to Connor Weber for hanging in there. You know, he takes that first strike. And now he's got a really good count, 3-1. It's the old adage, square it up, see something you like, and drive it out there. The wind has almost come to a complete stop here. Beautiful day now in Greeley. Here's the pitch on the way from Reed. Swung on and fouled back. Full count.
Weber's right on that pitch there. Just a little bit underneath that one.
Turn it around, straighten it out. You're right there, man. He's going to drive a ball a long way. Really haven't seen a whole lot of hard hit balls so far, and yet we're in a 1-1 ball game. Here's Reed's windup, pitch on the way, 3-2 count. That's going to be drilled down the third baseline and gets past the third baseman. That's a great hit as we see Weber looking for two. Couple of doubles on the year, and he's going to stand up double, start things off for the University Bulldogs.
And it just, you were just talking about it, not too many hard hit balls so far, but that one was ripped down the third baseline.
Yeah, that one didn't stand a chance, man. It was ripped there, and really well done by Weber, and that's the start that you need for the University Bulldogs.
Let's see if Jace Reed can work through this, maybe get through this inning without giving up that run. It's a tough start, but they really need to do it.
Leadoff doubles is exactly what the Bulldogs wanted to draw up here. Now you got Jacob Cruz up at the plate for the Bulldogs, donning that number 30 jersey. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's inside and gets away all the way back to the backstop. Weber will take a turn at third. He's there. He'll stay at third. And a wild pitch there, Mike.
Yeah, it's hate to keep going back to it. I think this is just a lot of that early season stuff.
Yeah. Well, you heard Coach Kerr talking about it in the Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame show. The first time they were out on the field was their first game against Berthoud. So, I mean, this is a team that hasn't been able to get outside a whole lot, and it's showing a little bit early in a 1-1 ball game, though. Here's the pitch by Reed on the way. That one's going to be right there for strike number one, and we're 1-1 in the count.
Jacob Cruz on the season here, Tanner. He's batting 250, three RBIs.
When you got a guy batting 250 at your six-hole spot, you're doing all right. Jace Reed working out of the stretch, takes a look over at third. Comes to the plate now with the pitch on the way. That one's going to be ripped. Excuse me, it's popped up, and it'll be caught over at second base. I misjudged that. I saw the center fielder take off, and I'm like, boy, he did rip that one. It didn't sound like it, but there's a pop out to second base.
I know we haven't had many hard hit balls, but I don't think that one would fall under the category of ripped.
Oh, Mike, did I ever tell you I'm really glad you're out here with me? So there's a pop out and a one out. That's the way that you want to come back if you're Jace Reed, though. Get that ball popped out to second base. And now here comes Kaler. Lefty-righty matchup for Kaler. Trying to score a run. He's going to throw down a bunt or try to, and he does, but it's fouled off.
A squeeze play there.
I like the aggressive look, though, and a game that's, you know, the runs that have been generated have been mistakes by both teams. I like it. Try and throw down a bunt there. Kaler, I thought he had it, but even if he did, Mike, that ball wasn't getting very far away from home plate. That would have been a tough play. Weber would have had it been really on it. So now Kaler stares down the third baseline looking for a call from Coach Casey Miller. Reed comes set. Runner at third. One out here. Top of the second inning. Here's the pitch on the way. Inside for ball number one. Some mind games going on there too, Mike, because you see a guy throw down that bunt. They try the squeeze play on the first one. Are they going to try it again? Are they going to sit? What are you going to do here? You got to hit and run on. What do you do? And that time, Kaler just takes the pitch.
I love the idea by Coach Miller, though, knowing that first pitch has been a strike most of the time today.
That's a great point. That one swung on and missed.
Yeah, Kaler wishes he had that one back. That was a bit outside.
Yeah, it was.
Just kind of flung the bat out there.
This would be a huge out right now because this takes the sack fly out of play as well for the Bulldogs with one out, runner on third base here, top of the second inning, and a 1-1 ball game, Grizzlies Bulldogs. Here's the pitch on the way. That one is inside strike number three, and he sits him down looking. Two down now. That's a great job by Jace Reed.
Just a great job to battle back, knowing that you got a guy on third to put those pitches right where they need to be.
Scott Thompson now, the right fielder up to bat for the Bulldogs.
Work's not done for Reed, though. Thompson batting 400 on the early season.
Here's the pitch by Reed on the way. That's inside ball number one. That lefty-righty matchup, man. I mean, That's where those splits, you start to analyze baseball. There's a lot of analytics, but you look at those lefty-righty splits. How do pitchers fare against lefties? How do lefty batters come up against righties? You just see the ball a little bit better out of the hand, out of a right-handed pitcher's hand when you're a lefty. Here's the pitch by Reed. That one is going to be cold, strike number one. Looked like it may have been a little bit outside, but
yeah, just caught that corner. And you go back to that lefty-righty matchup, that's probably the oldest analytic around.
Right.
That one's been talked about forever in baseball.
Reed comes set, pitch on the way. Outside, ball number two, 2-1, two out. Weber over on third for the Bulldogs, and Scott Thompson trying to drive in a run here and give his team the lead.
Jace Reed really hasn't been able to find the release point on those off-speed pitches yet.
16 pitches in this half inning here. Much better than the 21, and that one bounces. Ball number three.
A great snag by the catcher there. One in the dirt again.
Yeah, Rose, really athletic catchers back there, man, for both teams, like I said. Larry Law had the head umpire back behind the plate, the crew chief tonight. Walks out, and the plate was a little too dirty for his liking, so I got to brush that off real quick. 3-1 count now for the Bulldogs right fielder.
Sorry, Tanner. Something that stands out to me about these two catchers also is they both 6 foot or taller, yeah. I would guess.
Dude, that's got a long time to be crouching when you're that tall. That swung on and miss. Strike number two. That was, well, for lack of a better term, that was a daddy hack right there. He was looking to send that ball way out into the field. Well, here you go. 3-2, two outs.
Huge pitch right here.
Yes, it is. Top of the second inning, 1-1 ball game. Who will win this battle? Will it be Reed or Thompson? Let's find out. That one's high. Ball number four. And now you got runners first and third. Two outs. And if this doesn't even produce a run, at least now if you're the Bulldogs, it'll flip over the lineup when you start in the top half of the third inning. But Cade Van Bever would like to change that around.
Van Bever, this is a scary one. He's batting .545 to start the season. Four RBIs, one of the highest totals on the team.
The over-under on the amount of times you're going to say one of these university batters is scary, Mike. I mean, up and down the lineup, every single one of them.
I think my favorite part so far watching is how patient they are, though.
Discipline at the plate. Can Van Bever continue this inning here? Two outs. That one's going to be high by Reed. 1-0. A little chilly, Mike?
Yeah, that wind's starting to blow a little bit again. I'm warmed up there for a second, but here comes the wind.
You're doing one heck of a job of blocking it. If you don't do anything else today, man, I appreciate you blocking that wind. Colorado baseball in March. What else would you expect? Good game so far. 1-1 score. Bulldogs threatening. Runners on first and third with two outs. Van Bever at the plate. That one's going to be ball number two.
Man, I thought that one was there.
As you hear the fans, subtle way of saying that they disagree with the crew chief. When you ever hear the good spot come out from the parents, you know. And I agree with them. I thought it was. I thought it was a pretty good dot. 2-0 pitch to Van Bever. Runner takes off from first. Swung on a miss. They're going to throw down to second. And that's a pretty good throw, but they were trying to bait that runner down there. I don't know. I think if you're doing that, you see, if you're Weber on third, you see that throw go down to second, you take off for home.
Well, and if I'm anybody on Northridge at this point, those two runners really mean nothing.
Yeah.
Pitcher, catcher, you need to just worry about that guy at the plate. Try to get him out.
2-1 count. First base is open now. I think if there's anybody else coming up to the plate right now other than Cole Croissant, you maybe think about walking him here. But here's the pitch. It's going to be drilled down the third base line. And it eats Casey Miller up a little bit over there. Casey normally makes those plays out of the third base box. But foul ball, and now the count 2-2. Mr. Lawhead letting us know there. Appreciate that, though. And a lot of these scoreboards where we're at, we can't really see that scoreboard down there. Reed comes set. Trying to get out of this inning. Here's a pitch on the way. It's going to be drilled right back up the middle. Handled over it short. Throw over to first, and they're going to get out of this inning. Well done. First base coach thinks the first baseman pulled his foot. The ump's not buying it. And with that, the Bulldogs threaten, but do not score a run. We're headed to the bottom half of the third inning when we come back right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Hey folks, it's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears and Rockies. I'm going to tell you about my very good friends at the personal injury law firm of Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, Young. God forbid you or a loved one is in a serious accident, but if that has happened, I urge you to contact this law firm. They're hardworking, honest, respectful attorneys with a proven track record of great success for their clients, especially in Weld County. I know this because I'm an attorney and I work with them. If you or a loved one has been injured, call my colleagues at 303-246-1111 or their website, trialproven.com.
Finding a great meal at a fair price can be as challenging as spotting an albino saber-toothed tiger. What is that in the distance? A mirage? No, it's the Tavern at St. Michael's Square in Greeley, home of the finest food and drink this side of the Nile. The Tavern features favorites like fish and chips, burgers, mac and cheese, plus the most mouth-watering sandwiches on the planet, as well as the most refreshing cocktails known to the human species. Let your taste buds explore the world of flavor at the Tavern at St. Michael's Square.
Is this the year for the Nuggets? Follow along with Brady on the Hall Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
As Mr. Mike Danson so kindly reminded me during the break there, we're headed into the bottom half of the second inning. We're not in the third yet, Mike.
Pitchers have thrown enough pitches for it to be
kidding,
the third inning.
No kidding. Riggs Towel in that top bottom half of the first inning for University threw 24 pitches. It's a 1-1 ball game right now. And again, it's just been early season. You can see it on both of these teams.
Yeah, I completely agree. Lots of balls in the dirt. A couple of, I think we've had three errors so far.
Yeah, three errors so far in this one. Normally when you get that many errors in this short of a time period in the game, you got more runs than this, but it's a 1-1 game. Here's Riggs Towel, Mondragon from Northridge at the plate. That one's going to be in strike number one. If you can get that call, day, you go back to that. That was a little low, but...
And it seems like Larry kind of likes those lower pitches today rather than the higher ones.
Well, and he's been... all you can ask for from an umpire is to be consistent as that one's low and in the ground. Nothing drives me worse. Boy, it doesn't matter what level of baseball you're watching. Than an umpire who one way, like the low pitch there, and okay, now high and outside is my pitch. Here's the pitch by Towel. That one's right down the middle, no arguing that one. 1-2 the count now on Mondragon.
And Mondragon only 2 at-bats on the season, 0-for-2 so far.
Trying to get his groove here in the bottom of the second inning. Towel comes set, pitch on the way, fires. That's going to be hit over to third base, handled there, throw over to first, is going to be in time. And they get out number one.
That was all about the hop, just a high hopper to the third baseman. He's just standing there waiting on it, hoping he's going to still have time to throw him out.
Yeah, Tejada did a heck of a job over there getting that out. And it's that as a third baseman, you sit there waiting, do I have time? And there's a lot that you've got to process in that little bit of time, Mike. The catcher, Rose, will be at the plate now. That one is ball number one.
Rose 0-for-4 to start the season.
Again, man, you look at Northridge. I mean, 2 games under the belt right now. One against Berthoud, they get the win, and then you take on, arguably, as that one's fouled down the first baseline, arguably, and maybe not even arguably, the best team in the state of Colorado. I don't care what classification it is. You look at what Eaton's got. You got 2 guys that are going to probably get drafted in at least the first 4 or 5 rounds of the MLB draft, with Walker Martin maybe in the first round. Yeah, that's a tough one. That one is ball number 2.
I think 2-1. There's going to be a lot of people going 0-for against the Eaton pitching staff up there.
Yeah, the Grizzlies lost 11-2 on Monday or Tuesday up there when they played in Eaton. Here's a pitch by Towel. Swung on, popped up. Looks like a little bit of trouble. Second baseman wandering over there. And he'll make the catch. Von Bever makes the catch. Well done by Von Bever, but you even saw, Mike, the reactions from everybody in the infield. He gets up there, and that wind starts messing with it.
Well, and you got some cloud cover, so that ball could get lost up there pretty easily.
Good job by Von Bever. Louis Pisano now batting 9th.
Pisano so far on the early season, the leading batter for the Northridge Grizzlies, batting .667.
That one is in there, strike number one. Like you said, both these pitchers doing a good job. This is the cleanest inning we've seen so far by Towel. That's fouled off and out of play. But this is the type of inning that gets a pitcher going. If Tal can get through this without any more trouble, this would be huge. 10 pitches so far in the bottom half of the second inning. Here he is trying to finish Pisano. That's going to be ripped over to the first base line. And that single, that's going to be, what do they got? Out at first. That is one heck of a job by Riggs Tal getting over there and covering first. That ball was had eyes for a second. Gets through the first baseman, eats up Kaler over there. But again, Von Bever, a couple of great defensive plays at second base. And really impressive by Riggs Tal to get over there and cover. That'll do it through two. It's a 1-1 ball game on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Northridge High School. Thanks for being with us. Inside of the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth, I can't believe it. It's spring already. Farming season just around the corner, and every bit of water that you get needs to not be wasted. Get a Rinky sprinkler system set up at your place by getting a hold of Mario Gomez, 970-353-1621. That's Alliance Irrigation in Kersey. In that broadcast booth, I am Tanner Schwint. Mike dancing with me here this morning, or this afternoon.
This morning.
Dude, it's been a long day. I was up at 4:30, man. I got Good Morning NoCo bright and early, 6 to 10, all right? But we've got a good one going here. Early warnings of Jace Reed, 45 pitches through two innings.
It really needs a quick one here.
Corby, Will Corby at the plate now as he takes that one low for ball number one. 45 pitches. So just as you look at it, Mike, if I was just to send over this sheet to you and say, here are the stats, here's the pitch count, and it's a 1-1 ball game, I don't know about you, but I'd be a little surprised that it's not a higher score because of the three errors that we've seen, high pitch counts from both pitchers. It just sets itself up for a high-scoring game, and yet here we are in the top of the third inning, 1-1.
1-1, and you know, the pitchers have just made the pitches when they needed to.
That's our Gould Part scoreboard. 1-1 here, top of the third inning. Corby sits, waits. Here's the pitch by Reed. That one's high and inside for ball number two. And again, early season. I can't emphasize this enough. He hasn't been out here throwing this number of pitches, so I'm assuming that the hook may be a little quicker than it would be later on in the year.
Well, and like we talked about in the pregame, he had only thrown 10 pitches on the season. So
Reed comes set, pitch on the way. That one's going to be low. Ball number three. Saying it's down on that. Reed was asking Larry Lawhead that exact question. And that's what we had talked about, consistency, man. Now, you know, I love Larry, but that one looked pretty close to what he'd been calling on strikes as. Here's the pitch by Reed on the way. That one can't miss.
Yeah, I agree. The pitch before that one there, that looked like the one that Riggs Tal was getting called as strikes. Yeah.
3-1 count for Will Corby. Here's the pitch on the way. And it's not, I'm sorry, it is not Will Corby. This is Cole Croissant. What am I doing there? That one is going to be fouled down the first baseline. Trying out this fancy new technology, Mike, and it was going to my bench for me instead of just rotating back to the top of the lineup. You got to be careful. That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
That's for sure. Jace Reed there on the mound. 3-2 to Cole Croissant on the way. Croissant draws another walk. So that, I mean, just the plate discipline from Croissant has been really good. Dalton Yates makes his way up. He's 0-for-1 on the day.
And he's going.
Well, and we're back to that same situation. You just got to worry about Croissant over there at first base.
Yeah.
He puts a lot of pressure on the pitcher.
Yeah, well, and it's almost that speed. And a guy that's batting 600, you know, that's in your mind when you're pitching, and you almost lose him just doing that, thinking about the different dynamics that Croissant brings. Here's Dalton Yates, 0-for-1 on the day. It's a pitch on the way inside from Reed. Well, and you know, you want to use that fastball pitch, right? Because you want to give your catcher the best chance at trying to throw Croissant out, because you know he's going. It's just a matter of time of when he goes. Reed comes set. Pickoff attempt over to first. Nothing doing. As Croissant slides back into first safely. Jace Reed, you can see, man, just working through everything. Knowing you got that speedster over there. 8 stolen bases now in 4 games.
Well, and my stats were from just the 3 games, so he had 2 more in the game yesterday.
As that one's grounded to first base. Look over to the second to see if they can get Croissant. Nothing doing. So it'll be an out for Dalton Yates, and he'll go out on a fielder's choice as Croissant moves to second. Moving the runner and getting Croissant into scoring position is never a bad thing. As they'll have a quick infield meeting with Jace Reed. Somebody's grilling something up, Mike. I can smell it.
Yeah, I can smell it, too.
Smells like an A&W Eaton burger, man. I was just in there on Sunday night. They got those root beer freezes now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't have to tell you anymore about it, do I?
No.
They are incredible. The official restaurant sponsor of Preps Radio.
Everybody likes a float, but you get it all mixed together.
Oh, that freeze is where it's at, man. Here's the pitch by Reed on the way. High for ball number one. Tejada 0-for-1 on the day as well. But again, already, Mike, in a third of an inning pitched here for Reed, 10 pitches. Reed comes set, checks Croissant at second, pitch on the way. That one will bounce. That is one heck of a job by Rose of keeping that in front of him back behind the plate.
Yeah, especially lots of pressure on Rose at this point. You got Croissant out there with all the stolen bases already in the season, and a ball in the dirt like that really puts a lot of pressure on him.
Reed comes set. Check second. Looking over there, wondering if there's a pickoff attempt. There's not. That's going to be grounded to the third baseline. Bobbled over at third. Now the throw to first. Going to be out at first, but again, Croissant moves up.
If this isn't exactly like the first inning at this point, Tanner.
It is.
Croissant works his way, works out a walk, and then gets to second. And bobble ball at third. He works his way over to third.
Yeah, it is. Here's Riggs Towel on the day. Casey Miller going to go talk with one of the umpires. Wondering about the call over to first, about the possible out. Now the umpires will convene. And I didn't see it, Mike. I was watching Croissant take off. Didn't know Felix Lamas had got over there in time, got the ball there. But it was bobble one, bobble two. What are they going to talk about? Just go back?
I think Larry agreed that he was out. I think they asked if the first baseman had pulled himself off of the bag.
And it doesn't hurt to ask, but now you've got 2 outs here, and that's still a big out because now you keep it. It takes out the sacrifice fly from happening. Here's Riggs Tallow for one on the day as well. Here's the pitch on the way. That's a good pitch.
Oh, man, that's a great pitch.
That looked like maybe a little bit of a slider, but it's called for ball one. You know, and Mike, I'm rolling through here and looking back. We haven't had a hit today, have we? Oh, we have. Yeah, yeah.
Rip down the third baseline.
Yep. We had a double earlier. But none of the scores have come off hits. There's ball number two. That was Connor Weber. He's got a double on the day.
If you're,
do you think about a squeeze?
I don't think I do at this point. I just, with the amount of balls that have been in the dirt and went to the backstop, I'm going to wait for something like that probably.
That was fouled straight back. Riggs was all over that one. 60 pitches now for Jace Reed.
I don't know. Tanner, do you know anything about pitch count stuff, how that all works at the high school level?
I am not sure, Mike. I think it's still 100 pitches, or 75 to 100. But if there's anybody out there who knows the answer to that, text us at 888-530-0043. That one is in there for strike number two. Again, I'm Tanner Schwimp, Mike Danson here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Micah Kilpatrick is doing the engineer back at the station. 2-2, 2 outs. Riggs Towel trying to break this 1-1 tie we have in the top of the third inning. Here's a pitch by Jace Reed, and that's high. Ball number three. See you here. for the birds coming from the university dugout. Baseball players, man, and they'll tell you, I was one in high school too. Just a little different. Riggs Towel sitting there now, waiting for the pitch from Reed. Here it is, the payoff pitch on the way. Rip back up the middle. Base hit by Riggs Towel. That single will drive in Cole Croissant, and it is 2-1 University.
Just a great job by Riggs there, staying back on that one, just waiting long enough and pounding it right up the center.
That was really well done by Riggs Towel, man. And you got a courtesy running coming in for the pitcher. Looks like that's number 9 coming in for the University Bulldogs.
I'm going to let you have that name there, Tanner.
Sign it on over here, Mike. Come on now. Connor Weber at the plate. I'll let you have that name. Cephalou.
Cephalou.
Connor Weber at the plate now. That's a great off-speed pitch to start things off. By Jace Reed. Weber has one of two hits on the day. Just ripped a double the first time he came to bat. Reed checks over to first. Cephalou looking like he might actually want to go there, but that one misses high now, 1-1.
This is big for Reed, a guy who ripped a double off of you earlier. You really can get out of the, you have the opportunity to get out of this inning, only giving up one.
Yeah. This is a big plate appearance. This kind of sets the tone, especially when your pitch counts up to 65 through 2 2/3. Here's a pinch by Reed. Cephalou takes off. The senior heading for second base, and a little bit of an errant throw. It gets into the outfield, and now Cephalou's going to head for third. Throw on the way, not in time, and Cephalou will advance all the way up to third on the throwing error by Rose.
Now it gets even more interesting here. You don't want to put one in the dirt and give up that second run. You got to keep it over the plate, but you got a guy who's already ripped a double off of you.
So here we go. Try and get out of this. Right now is Jace Reed. Here's the 2-1 pitch on the way. Oh, no, excuse me. That was the 2-2 pitch, and that's strike number 3 looking, but the Bulldogs end up striking with a RBI single from Riggs Towel. Bulldogs lead 2-1. We'll head to the bottom of the third inning when we come back on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Trust is not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of their family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance help take that confusion out of the process. There is no one-size-fits-all in insurance, and J9 will find that plan that is tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them at 970-834-2009.
Weld County relies on agriculture. Agriculture relies on water and having the right irrigation system to disperse it. Alliance Irrigation, your local Rinky dealer, is here to help. Need a drivetrain retro? Even if you have a competitive brand machine, Alliance Irrigation can update your drivetrain with Rinky parts and even give you a full 8-year warranty on parts and labor. Avoid costly downtime by calling Alliance Irrigation in Kersey at 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621.
103.1 FM, K276GU and 1310 AM KFKA. Greeley.
Bottom of the third inning here, University High School. The Bulldogs up 2-1 right now over the Northridge Grizzlies. Thanks for joining us. I am Tanner Schwint, joined by Mike Danson in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Gotta love when the umpire comes over and gives you a hard time. That means this is fair game, I suppose, right? Here's Riggs Towel with his first pitch on the way, and that one's in there for strike number 1. Riggs, 35 pitches so far, unearned run given up. He looked really good in that second inning, Mike. Let's see if he can continue here. That one's going to be fouled down the third baseline.
And you talked about it early, Tanner. When he's been in the full windup, he's really been able to pound the strike zone. But when they got a guy on base and he had to go to the stretch, it got a little more awkward for him.
Well, and like I said, man, he's just got such a close, compact windup. It's just such a quick flip of the wrist, as that one's going to be drilled back up the middle, base hit. And that's a single to start things off for Jace Reed. Nothing like helping your own cause, man.
Well, and now let's see what happens with Riggs on the mound. He's going to have to go to the stretch, and we'll see if the pitches are still able to find the strike zone or not.
See what Riggs, how he handles this. Alvarez, 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Coming back up here in the bottom of the third inning. Goes in the throw down a bunt, missed the bunt, so that'll be a strike there. Foul ball.
That's the same game plan they had in the first inning when Jace Reed got on first base.
That's right. Coach Kerr was was pretty upset with Alvarez the first time around after he missed the call. The bunt signal. So now 0-1 on Alvarez. Here's the pitch on the way. That one bounces and gets away. Runner's going to advance. Reed over to second base, standing up. Wild pitch there.
And Tanner, the third inning kind of morphing the first inning here, both in the top half and the bottom half.
Man.
The same way that Reed got the second base in the first inning on a wild pitch, and again here in the third.
It is deja vu happening here at Northridge High School. 1-1 the count. Nobody out, runner on second. Here's the bunt attempt, and Alvarez misses again. Quick back pickoff attempt. I thought they had him. That was a heck of a throw by Dalton Yace down to second base to Croissant. I thought they had a man, and nothing doing.
Well, and we've talked about it. You don't want to mess around out there on the base pass. Yace has a cannon behind the plate. He can throw anybody out at any second.
1-2 the count now to Alvarez. Nobody out. Jace Reed over at second. The fact that he's still out there, Mike, tells me he may be done pitching for the day. Here's the pitch on the way, and that one's low, ball number two. He did receive a courtesy runner the first time he was out there.
I feel like that was only once he got to third base.
Was it? That could have been. Yes, we're getting confirmation. Yes, thank you, sir. 2-2, Jace Reed out at second. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. What a pitch there. Got Alvarez to chase out of the zone, but that thing had some nasty late break to it, and you get out number one with McGean coming to the plate. Gannon McKean, lefty. One out, trying to tie this ball game back up. University leads it 2-1. That one's going to be in the plate. It's going to bounce all the way back to the backstop, and Jace Reed going to advance to third base. Another wild pitch there. So, as we said, you know, Mike, it's exactly what you talked about. Really good. Riggs has been really good working out of the full windup. But then when he's working out of the stretch, man, he's having some issues. And University is going to pull their infield in to try and cut this runoff. Here's the pitch by Riggs. That one's high for ball two. 2-0 now to McKean.
Well, and it's not a horrible idea with the few hard-hit balls that we've seen today.
No, that is a good call. University trying to keep this lead, maintain a 2-1 lead. Here's the pitch on the way. It's going to be ripped to first base, and that's why you pull your infielders in, man. Out at first. The runner has to hold at third. Two outs now. Runner on third. Like you said, Mike, that was that's why you do it. Great job by Casey Miller bringing his guys in. Because if Kohler's playing where he normally is there, that's a run scored.
Yeah, you're only going to be able to get that out at first base. And you're going to have a runner here for Reed at third.
Lions at the plate now for Northridge. Wearing number 13, he drew a walk in the second inning. Rather, here's the pitch on the way. That one's low for ball number one.
That's Gonzalez that came in at third base to run for Reed again.
Well, maybe Reed does go back out there. Towel comes set. Here's the pitch on the way. That one's low again. Great work behind the dish by Dalton Yeast.
But if you're Coach Kerr, I think you got to try to send Reed out there one more inning. He's your ace at this point, so put him out there and see if you can get one more good inning out of him before you have to work into that bullpen.
Well, now if you're Casey Miller, you start worrying about the pitch count with Towel as well as that one's in there. That's a great breaking ball for strike number one. Towel approaching 50 pitches now in the bottom of the third inning. Two outs, runner on third. 2-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Lyons, as you said, Mike, he's been leading this team offensively and drew a walk back in the first inning. Trying to do something special here and drive in a run and tie this ball game up. Riekstahl likes the call from his catcher, Yeast. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung out and missed. Yeast got him. Riggs got him. And they'll head to the top of the fourth inning. 2-1 University leads our A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's a saying at PDC Energy, community matters, and it best captures who they are as a company. Their employees live and work in Colorado. They give back to their communities in various ways and support nonprofit organizations helping those who need it most. They have an annual volunteer month that they call Energizing Our Community Days. This year, PDC employees volunteered over 5,700 hours and supported over 40 nonprofit organizations. Being a part of their community and lifting others up is who they are at PDC Energy. At PDC Energy, community matters.
What you use on your lawn matters. A1 Organics Command Turf Compost is your professional-grade microbial solution that promotes soil health by enhancing nutrient uptake, reducing water inputs, and providing your lawn with the beneficial biology it desperately needs. Command Turf Compost can be used as a top dress, spot treatment, or even used as a soil amendment to establish new turf. Our organic solution for your lawn. People and pet safe. Keep on the grass, folks. A1 Organics is Colorado's sustainable choice. Find us online at A1Organics.com.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head back out to the top of the fourth inning. The University Bulldogs lead the Northridge Grizzlies 2-1 here. Top of the fourth inning, our 8-1 Organics Game of the Week. You got a lot of that waste. You got a lot of that compost you're getting rid of as you're cleaning up the yard. A1 Organics in Eaton is the place you need to take it. Jace Reed, the pitcher for the Northridge Grizzlies, 68 pitches through three innings, Mike, but he is back out there for a little, trying to get through this inning with Jacob Cruz up at the plate.
When, you know, if this was the major leagues, you'd go, well, he's at the bottom of the lineup, but with this university lineup, yeah, it doesn't really matter.
That's exactly right, man. Here's the pitch by Jace. That's right there, strike number one. That's the pitch. You know, through three innings now, you've seen where Larry Lawhead wants those pitches. That's the one you want to try and replicate because that's a hard pitch to hit when you're, especially that thing to the bottom of it's falling out a little bit at the end. Here's the 0-1 pitch by Reed. That one bounces, spikes it all the way up to the plate. 1-1, and now Reed has passed the 70-pitch mark. A lot of pitches for the first game of the year, but we'll see how they let Jace go. He's shown flashes, and it's no small feat to only have this Bulldogs lineup to two runs where he's at. One of those unearned. Here's the pitch by Reed. Swung on it, ripped back up the middle, and that's going to be a single for Jacob Cruz.
Yeah, especially against this university lineup. You called it there, Tanner. A team that has scored over 40 runs in their four games on the season, to be able to hold them to two here just in the top of the fourth.
And the hits that we have been seeing in this game, Mike, they've been right back up the middle. We've had two or three of those that have happened, and now you've got Kaler coming up to the plate. He's 0-1 on the day. Reed comes set, looks over at first at Cruz, making sure he's not going anywhere. Here's the pitch to Kaler, swung on and missed, and I like that call there to go off speed. Been starting everything out with a fastball, took a little something off, and Kaler was ready to jump on that if that's that fastball that he had been throwing first pitch.
Cruz over there at first base, he's no croissant, but he does have one stolen base on the season.
Rechecks the runner, now comes to the plate, nothing going on there. That's inside, but called for strike number two.
I was going to say, I like where that one was, too.
No, that's a dot right there.
Went off speed again.
0-2 now. Nobody out. Runner on first base. University Bulldogs leading the Northridge Grizzlies 2-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Bulldogs looking to add on to that lead. Pitch by Reed on the way. That one's going to be popped up over to second base, and Alvarez will take care of that for out number one. Pop out to Alvarez for Kaler. And now Scott Thompson comes to the plate. He drew a walk his first time up. 74 pitches for Reed now. The big righty stares in, trying to get out of this. Man, what a big thing this would be if he could generate a ground ball double play as he goes over to first and looks at Cruz. Cruz back in time. Ground ball double play, it would be huge for the momentum, cut down on the pitch count.
Yeah, if he was able to get a ground ball double play right here, he may be able to come out for another inning.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Mike. See if he's got that changeup again, that ground ball inducing pitch. That one's going to bounce and get away. And Cruz will advance to second. That hit the umpire, Larry Lawhead, there. He's walking it off. He's a tough dude.
And now that option of that double play goes away.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Just got to worry about this batter now. Try to get him out. Leave that runner at second. Don't let him get to third.
1-0 count to Thompson. Bulldogs just methodical at the plate. Very disciplined. They haven't chased it a whole lot. Here's the pitch by Reed. Bunt thrown down. It's a great bunt by Thompson. That's going to advance the runner over to third, and nobody covered first. And nobody's on second, so they send the runner to second base as well. Grizzlies falling apart just a little bit right now, Mike.
Well, and with where that bunt was, there's no reason for that first baseman to be really charging hard at that one. That one's going to be all pitcher or catcher.
Well, and that's what's tough here, too, is it's probably going to end the day for Jace Reed.
And then as soon as that first baseman comes down charging, second baseman's got to realize that, and he's got to get over there to cover first, and it didn't happen.
How would you score that, Mike? Defensive indifference is what it looked like.
Yeah, I guess.
That's going to be a fielding error that we're going to put that down for. Got to be on Lyons covering second base there. So,
going to let Reed keep going here.
Coach Kerr shakes his head as he walks off, too. That's just tough. I mean, it's a great bunt by Thompson, no doubt about it. Does the job, but your second baseman doesn't cover first. Your shortstop's covering third instead of second base.
And we heard it in the interview with Coach Kerr that we played in the pregame that you don't get out on the field very often. You're not able to practice a lot of those things where who's going to cover where on a certain situation.
That's an excellent point.
That can be it right there.
You can't mimic that. Von Bever up at the plate now. Two on, one out. Fly ball scores another one. That's a pass ball. And here they come. Cruz will be in to score. And the Bulldogs take the lead. Even more, 3-1 now on a wild pitch. Thompson moves up to third on the wild pitch as well.
And I know if you're Coach Kerr, you want to hang with your guy here on the mound, but
starting to show signs of fatigue.
Yeah,
Mike.
There's been a lot more balls in the dirt this inning than we've seen in the previous three.
So Von Bever now 1-0 count to him, runner on first. He's still got this on third, excuse me, one out. He got the sacrifice fly still in play. That misses outside. Ball number two, and we'll see who's working in the bullpen for the Grizzlies. Reed comes set, working out of the stretch. Here's the pitch on the way to Von Bever. Von Bever misses, swung on and missed. 2-1 the count now.
You got to love the toughness out of Reed here, kind of battling back after that wild pitch.
Well, and if anything else, Mike, I know we've talked about how potent this University lineup is, but you got to get the nine-hole guy here, and you got to limit. I know the lineup's going to flip anyways because there's only one out, but you got to get this guy. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed again. That's a foul tip, hung on by Rose behind the plate. So 2-2 now. You get this out again. This takes away the possibility of a sack fly. This is a big pitch for Reed, who's now, that was last pitch, was 80 pitches on the day. Reed comes set. Here's a big pitch. 2-2 on the way. Swung on. Push it to right field. That ball's going to stay fair. Will the right fielder get there? It won't. It'll get past him. And Reed's got trouble brewing. As Von Bever all the way to third now. Is he going to be in for a triple? He's safe at third with a RBI triple for Von Bever. And University pushes the lead to 4-1.
And that's a tough one for that right fielder. Kind of fading away from him as he's working towards that foul line. Makes a diving attempt at it, just not able to get there.
And now, you know, that's the worst possible thing for Northridge because you're in the same situation and you flip the lineup and a run scored. University threatening to maybe blow this thing wide open.
And that's not even the scariest point. The guy at the plate is the one that scares me.
Yeah, it is. Cole Croissant batting 600. He's hasn't registered an official AB here today because he's got two walks. And he takes ball number one right there. This Northridge team, this is where Mike, you know, the old adage, right? Baseball is 90% mental and something like that. What is
just
it?
Butchered that one.
Yeah, thanks, man. That's popped up. Could be playable. Mondragon looking over. He'll make the play, and that's a big out getting Croissant there on a pop out.
You know, with the way this inning's gone for Northridge, if you can get this out here, you've only given up two runs. It's only a 4-1 game. You just can't afford to give up a big hit here.
No, you can't. Here's Yace. That's going to be a foul ball. So that's well done there by Reed to get the out of Croissant. Now you got Yeast. Yeast is 0-for-2 on the day. He hit that ball hard, and finally you're starting to see it, Mike. University's starting to square up Reed.
They are, and the only thing that got him on that one is that was an off-speed pitch instead of that fastball to start that bat.
That ball would have gone a long way if it was the fastball. That one's going to be outside, ball number one. But that's what they teach you, right? You got to sit fastball and adjust off speed, and Yace wasn't able to get to adjust quick enough.
And why would you guess any different on that first pitch? Yep. It's been fastball most of the day.
Here's the pitch on the way. That's another changeup, and that one's ripped into left center field. That's going to get down. That's going to be extra bases. Yace running around first, looking at second. Is he thinking three? No, he's going to hold up at second base with an RBI double. Dalton Yace extends the lead for the University Bulldogs. Moves it to 5-1 on the RBI double for the big catcher for the Bulldogs.
That's the eighth RBI on the season for Yeast. He's just pounding the ball. And I think we're seeing the end of Reed here, Tanner.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. He was pitching pretty well, even though the pitch count was up there. He'll end the day 3 2/3 innings pitched, 88 pitches. For Jace Reed. Let's get a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Clearwater Products on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes."
At Mosher Funeral Service, we can help take the uncertainty out of what will one day be certain. We provide pre-planning and at-need services to help you in your time of need. For more info, call us today at 970-330-6824. As for the other certainty, well, we can't help you with that. But you only have to pay us once. Mosier Funeral Service in Greeley.
No matter how small a business, FMS Bank knows it's a big deal to someone and a big part of our community. So we're here to help with services and loans specifically designed for small businesses. Talk to us today or visit us online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. And we might not be talking small business for long. FMS Bank, investing in what matters. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Pitching change happening here at our A1 Organics game of the week. Chase Reed is done. Parker Steckel going to be taking over in this one. Mike, what are his stats?
Yeah, Parker Steckel has one appearance on the season. He has nine Ks, only one run given up. He's pitched four innings. It was an unearned run, given up two hits, only one walk. So
Chase Reed ends the day, 3 2/3 innings pitched, 88 pitches there, six hits, five runs, five earned runs, three walks, and four strikeouts for Chase Reed on the day. Parker Steckel getting his warm-up throws in there right now. Our Player of the Week coming up here. We'll have our first Player of the Week. Our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week was out there visiting with some of the people from Norfolk. Just big community supporters, and they're looking to hire right now. So check them out, Norfolk Iron and Metal. Really great business. That happy to have them on as a part of this. Again, it's a Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week. So now this thing's still not over, man. You've got Tejada coming up to the plate now. He's 0 for 2 on the day. But you've got Dalton Yeh standing at second base with a double, an RBI double. And this thing's 5-1, Mike.
Yeah, and I think we have a different runner out there for Yeast.
Yeah, that would be the catcher runner, the courtesy runner for the catcher. Parker Steckel comes set. Here's the pitch on the way. Man, he throws hard. That first pitch in there for called strike one.
Looks like 26 out there for University, the courtesy runner, Thompson.
Scott Thompson out there. In there for strike number two. Trying to get out of this would be big for Parker Steckel to come in here and strike out Tejada and get done with this inning, get the bats back out there, and he does. Swing and a miss. Parker Steckel comes in and a three-pitch strikeout, but damage is done for the University Bulldogs. They add a couple, and now the Bulldogs lead 5-1 over Northridge as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
No matter where you are in your home journey, FMS Bank is here to help. Because home isn't just an address. It's a dream you have, or a place you spent years making memories. So we offer great rates on mortgages and loans for new construction, and the kind of personal service you'll only get from a community bank that believes in its community. Visit us at fmsbank.com/KFKA. FMS Bank, investing in what matters. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. NMLS number 409493.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes."
At Mosher Funeral Service, we can help take the uncertainty out of what will one day be certain. We provide pre-planning and at-need services to help you in your time of need. For more info, call us today at 970-330-6824. As for the other certainty, well, we can't help you with that. But you only have to pay us once. Mosher Funeral Service in Greeley.
Good morning, NOCO, with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's a 5-1 lead for the University Bulldogs up on our Gould Parts scoreboard. The Bulldogs add on three in the top of the fourth innings. We move to the bottom of the fourth now. The Northridge Grizzlies will have 5, 6, and 7 due up, starting with Felix Lamas. He'll be leading off 0 for 1 on the day. It's a big inning for Tau. For 51 pitches through 3 innings so far, only one run given up. Here's the pitch on the way. That one's a little low. That's where he's been wanting to get to with his pitches today, but that one's just a little bit low for Riggs Towel. Really pretty nice day for baseball here. Wind's been off and on all day. Here's the pitch on that one's fouled off.
Hey, good cut.
And that was the early signs now, too, as we look back and think, Mike, of when Jace Reed got ran out of there. It started with a couple of hard foul balls, and you're starting to see that now from the Northridge side of things, with Felix Lamas fouling that one straight back. Riggs comes set. Here's the pitch on the way. That one's squared straight back as well. So now I know the count's 1-2, but a couple of good hacks there.
Yeah, they're on it at this point. And just as we've talked about, I think it once again, it'd be huge to get a runner on base and get him into that stretch.
Yeah, it absolutely would be. Riggs has struggled a little bit for working from the stretch today. Here he is from the windup on the 1-2 pitch. That one's high and outside. Ball two. I do like that pitch. A little bit up. See if you can get the batter to chase. Nothing doing for Felix Lamas. Riggstown looking for a punch out here. 2-2 pitch on the way. That one's going to be swung on and missed. It was in the dirt. And here's the throw down to Yeast and by Yeast, and that will be out number one. It's a good first handling that batter there from Riggstown.
And I love that pitch where it was. It's not something that you could do anything with. Low and away outside. Just got him to swing through it.
Parker Steckel now. He'll be pitching in the top of the fifth, but here's the pitch, and that one's going to be hit right over to second baseman Von Bever's there. He's made a couple of nice plays, and that was just a routine ground ball over to Von Bever, and that's out number two. Come
on, Diego. You know, you think about it, the one run that Northridge did get, we got Croissant with two errors in that inning when they got the run.
Which is very uncharacteristic, as you talked about too, Mike. Diego Mondragon now at the plate for the Northridge Grizzlies, 0-for-1 on the day. And that one's going to be chopped down the first baseline. It'll be Riggs that'll get there, and he'll just take it to the base instead of tossing it over there. And in eight pitches, Mike, the Northridge Grizzlies go down in order. It's 5-1. We'll move to the top of the fifth inning when we come back on North Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
For almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling has been making your house a home in Northern Colorado. With expert designers and the industry's best products, we offer decorative solutions and finishing touches on all your remodeling or building projects. Visit our showroom today and walk through our beautiful display of flooring, window coverings, cabinetry, and lighting fixtures to fit any budget. Steamway Floor to Ceiling, 8th Avenue and 6th Street in downtown Greeley. Call 353-0133 or visit our website at steamwayftc.com.
In the ag industry, hard work and experience are the two most important attributes to possess. Livestock Exchange LLC has been working hard for the people of Colorado in brush since 1969. For a full rundown of upcoming cattle sales, hay auctions, or just the monthly sales schedule, visit livestockexchange.org. If you're looking for high quality and personal service, no matter the size of your operation, look no further than Livestock Exchange in Brush, Colorado.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, the greatest thing about baseball, there's no clock that runs out, so still plenty of time for the Northridge Grizzlies to come back as they trail the University Bulldogs 5-1 here, heading to the top of the fifth inning. Mike in the bottom of the fourth there. Riggs Towel, three outs on seven pitches. That'll work, and he'll lead it off here in the top of the fifth.
Yeah, great job of pitching, and that may extend the life of him for one more inning.
Yes, it absolutely will be, as that one's hit down the first baseline, drifting into foul play. They'll have a look at it, but nothing doing there. So, Parker Steckel, who came in the bottom of the fourth and got a strikeout on three pitches, comes in and again, he starts it out with a foul ball. Four pitches, all for strikes so far for Steckel. Here's the pitch by Steckel on the way. That one's going to be grounded to the third base side. Come up with it, throw over to first. Safe at first as Riggs Towel beats it out. That's going to be an infield hit as Felix Lamas came up with that clean. That's an infield hit by Riggs Towel.
Yeah, tough play there for Felix Lamas. He had to really charge that one as it was really slowly hit to him and kind of bounce that throw.
Now to the plate will be Connor Weber. He's 1-for-2 on the afternoon. RBI double to throw on there as well. Steckel comes set. Here's the pitch on the way. Bunt attempt up, and it's popped up in the air, but it'll land foul, out of play. Very often you see bunts go out and clear the backstop, Mike, but you did there. Looks like we've got a courtesy runner out there as well.
That's that, I'm going to butcher it, Tanner Cephalou. Or...
Cephalou, yes, sir. He advanced a couple times. He scored a run earlier as a pitch runner. Here's the 0-1 pitch on Weber. It's high. Ball two. Excuse me, ball one on that. 1-1 the count now. As Weber stares down to Casey Miller to see what they've got going on. Hit, run. Another bunt attempt. We'll find out. Long pause by Steckel. Here's the pitch. Now that one's fouled back. There's another big swing there by Connor Weber, and you know he's got some power. We saw it on display earlier with that rip into the left center field gap he had earlier. Bulldogs possibly looking to blow this thing open. Mike, one of your keys to the game. We were looking for none of those big innings. They really haven't given up any big innings so far, but still down in this one are the Grizzlies. Steckel comes set. Here's the pitch on the way. That one is high, but swung on and missed. He baited him with that high fastball and looked too good for Connor Weber. He took a hack at it and goes down swinging. One out here, top of the fifth inning.
Yeah, and before he even got to the dugout, you could see his frustration of swinging at that one.
Jacob Cruz, 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Steps into the plate. One out here, runner on first. That runner takes off. Cephalou takes off, and he's in there with a stolen base. Was in for a strike there. So 0-1 the count. Now the Bulldogs do have a runner in scoring position. I think you need to worry about the runner here. Just go to the plate, and he does. Steckel does, and that one's knuckled down the third baseline. Just foul. 0-2, and again, Parker Steckel ahead in the count, which is where you want to live.
And Cephalou, that's his first stolen base on the season.
He got a good jump over there, man. The Bulldogs are aggressive on the base path. Like you said, generate offense. Maybe the bat's a little bit quiet. You find a way on, try and generate some offense, and they've done that today. As they lead the Grizzlies 5-1 on the Gould Park scoreboard, here's the pitch high for ball number one. Steckel wants to work quick, man. Look at that. He's right back up there. He's ready to roll. Come set. He's not messing around anymore. Here's the pitch to the plate. That one's going to be low for ball number two. Looked like a changeup. That was a good job by Cruz of laying off that.
And it's a very, very different look for these university hitters comparing Reed to Steckel the way they work. And
yeah. Well, just that change of pace. Steckel's moving now. That one's got to be in there. Called strike number three. And Steckel with another strike there. Kaler finds his way to the plate. He's 0-for-2 on the day. Two outs now. It was a single inside infield single by Riggs Towell. They got Cephalou out there on second base. Kaler throws down a bunt. That's a perfect bunt by Kaler. There's no way they get him. Even with the first base trying some antics there, man, and covering up first. That's a perfect bunt by Kaler. Corey Kaler with a bunt there. That now makes it runners first and third with two outs.
Well, and once again, it didn't cause a advance of the runner at first base, but nobody was covering second base again for Northridge on that one.
That's a great job by Corey Kaler there. Scotty Thompson at the plate now. He's 1-for-1 afternoon. Has a walk in there as well. Good afternoon by Scotty Thompson. Out of the nine-hole hitter here for the Bulldogs as the runner takes off to second. There's the throw down. They're trying to bait him in there, and it works. An error by the second baseman by Alvarez, and a run will come into score for the Bulldogs.
Well, and we've seen that a couple of times out of university now, and Northridge just throwing it down both times. Just maybe fake that throw or just hold on to it.
Yeah, and that one was really baited by the runner over there on first by Kaler. He did a good job. He took off it like he was going hard and then stopped and made him make a decision. And now the Bulldogs lead 6-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. And again, you got Scotty Thompson out of here, who's 1-for-1 with a walk on the afternoon. There's another bunt laid down. You talk about small ball, there's nobody covering first base. Another bunt thrown down. Nobody covering first, and Coach Kerr is not happy, Mike. And honestly, I think Thompson would have been there even if somebody was covering him. He was
flying down that first baseline.
This is just an interesting approach by the Bulldogs. I mean, just playing small ball, generating runs, man. At the high school level, you're going to see errors happen, and they're forcing it. There's a throw down. Oh, there's a stolen base now by Thompson. He was trying to bait Rose into a throw down, but.
Well, and University is just putting pressure on this Northridge infield at this point. They've made a lot of mistakes not getting bases covered and stuff like that. So, good call by Coach Miller.
Here's the pitch, fouled off now. 1-1. There's still two outs here. But I tell you what, Mike, if Von Bever can come up with a hit here, this thing could look a lot different.
Yeah, it blows it wide open.
Von Bever 1-for-2 on the day. Here's the pitch by Steckel. That one was close, but no call there, so it's ball number two.
He asked, and it was definitely inside. That's kind of where I thought he missed. It was definitely the right height, but
yeah,
inside.
Timeout called by Von Bever at the plate. Von Bever has been impressive today. A junior second baseman. That one's ripped down to the third baseline, and a great play by Felix Lamas at third, and that'll end the inning before any more damage is done. University strikes again with another run. They lead 6-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Live in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth, I'm Tanner Schwint. Mike Danson joining me for our A1 Organics Game of the Week. The Northridge Grizzlies and the University Bulldogs in the top of the fifth inning. The Bulldogs add on another run on three hits, one error, 17 pitches there from Steckel. It'll be Rose, Pisano, and Reed due up in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Been just the small ball. That's been what's working for the University Bulldogs here today, Mike.
Yeah, they haven't... I guess they've had, two triples and a double, but to get those runs in, they're manufacturing them. They're getting those guys to the base, and then they're, you know, a bunt or just kind of a infield mishap a couple of times for Northridge.
Yeah, stick around. We'll have all the stats from this one in the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Riggs Towns really settled in, 58 pitches through four innings, threw 28 of those in the first inning. As that one's in there for a strike.
Don't want that one anyway.
That's a really good pitch.
Yeah, and he's living right at the knees the whole time.
See how good the Northridge golf swings are. That one swung on and missed. Gould Park scoreboard shows us it's a 6-1 University Bulldogs lead here on a fine Thursday afternoon. Looks like we got clouds all around us, but a pretty nice day here at Northridge. Here's the pitch on the way. That one swung on and missed, and three straight pitches, a strikeout for Riggs Towel. 61 pitches now for Riggs, and 4 1/3 innings pitched as Louis Pisano comes to the plate. He's 0-for-1 on the day. Riggs really settled in after that first inning.
He really has, and that we've talked about it a lot, but he was stuck in the stretch a lot in that first inning.
Yes, he was. There's a bunt attempt down. That's going to go foul. I like the decision to go do it, though, to throw down that bunt.
I completely agree. Anything you can do to get base runners at this point.
Of course, high school baseball, as you know, 7-inning games. So time's starting to run out on Northridge, and they are at the bottom there. They got 9-1 due up here with Louis Pisano. Here's the pitch from Riggs Towel, and that comes inside. Has to dive out of the way, does Pisano, and it's 1-1. Towel comes set, working out of the full windup. Here's the pitch on the way. That one's right there for strike number two. I think it kind of buckled Pisano there.
Well, and I think that the pitch before that was really tight on him, kind of got him a little gung-shy there.
Yeah, and then the off-speed stuff, man. Riggs is feeling it now. Here's the pitch by Towel. On the way, outside, ball number two. Two and two. Sign coming in from the university bench to the catcher, Dalton Yeast. Here's the pitch on the way from Rick Style, trying to get the strike out there. That's a great piece of hitting to foul that off. That was a fantastic pitch by Rick Style. But better hitting there by Louis Pisano.
Yeah, great job by Pisano to fight that one off. Live to fight another day here.
That was almost a backdoor slider, it looked like, Mike. It started that thing. It looks like it's going to hit him and then breaks into the strike zone. Pisano is able to foul it off, though. Here's the windup and the delivery. On the way, fouled back, and we've got a good battle going now.
And coming into this game, Pisano was the one who was over 500 average. He had a 667 average. Was 3-for-5 to start the season.
0-for-1 to start the day, but a really good battle going on right now. 2-2 pitch from Tal and University on the way. That one's going to be low for ball number three. This is a great at-bat, and this is the type of at-bat that turns things around for a team. And when it comes to baseball, you see a guy battling up there. He goes, okay, let's just move the line. Move it on down the line. Here's the payoff pitch on the way from Tal. Swung on, fouled off again by Pisano.
Just a great at-bat here.
Running out of baseballs is Larry Lawhead out there.
And every pitch he foul off puts a little more pressure on Riggs here.
Here's the pitch, the payoff pitch again. That's going to be popped into the Bermuda Triangle in left field. That'll fall on a single for Louis Pisano. And let me tell you what, Mike, he earned that one.
Yeah, just a fantastic at-bat by Pisano there. Fouled off, I think, 3 or 4 pitches. Battled back from being down in the count. And able to just find no man's land right over there in left field.
That was a great at-bat. Like I said, that's the type of at-bat that can turn this thing around. University 5-run lead right now. Bottom of the fifth inning, one out for Riggs Tal, and that pushed his pitch count. He came into this, you know, he's pushed his pitch count all the way up to 70. Here's a pitch from Tal. Did he go? Yes, he did. Chase Reed up there.
Oh, sorry, Tanner. No. You get your 9-hole hitter to battle like he did, get on base, get the top of the lineup here, maybe force him around.
Absolutely right, Mike. This is huge for Northridge if they can capitalize. Here's the 0-1 pitch, fouled back. Jace was certainly looking fastball there. Well out ahead of that one, and now Riggs has him in a really good spot, down 0-2 in the count. What do you throw here, Mike? You come with a high fastball, or you go off speed?
I'm going to put one in the dirt.
He'll go with the pickoff over at first to Louis Pisano, make sure he's not getting too far away.
We're both wrong there.
I didn't say what I thought was going, man. I was just giving you options. Here's the pitch on the way. And he did put it in the dirt. In fact, he goes to the backstop. Yates will go over there. And we see Pisano advance to second base and in scoring position now. Another wild pitch. That's kind of been the story of the game for both teams so far today. Here's the pitch by Tal on the way. Right down Broadway, strike number 3. You got him looking.
Yeah, I don't know if Reed was expecting off speed on that one or not, but that's fastball right down the pipe.
Yeah, that's the pitch you want. You normally don't get many of those 0-2 in the count or 1-2 in the count. But now 2 outs, and can Riggs work his way out of this? I think this would be huge for Casey Miller and his team if Riggs can get through 5, and then you get your setup guy and your closer that comes in. But the way Riggs is going right now, you may consider leaving him in there. Here's another pitch. That's a slider right there for a strike. Riggs Tal, man. I had my questions after the first inning, but what do I know? He's come out and settled in and pitched really well today. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. He challenged him with a high fastball.
And Alvarez at the plate, he's kind of struggled today. Just hasn't really had one good at bat.
Right, just a little off kilter here. Here's the 0-2, 2 strikes, and you can see the pressure Alvarez has. Kerr, the coach, says, let's have some fun here, huh? Here's the 0-2 pitch, 2 outs, runner on second base. Alvarez at the plate, waiting on the towel delivery. There it is, right there, called strike number 3. Riggs Tal is rolling right now, and he sits down. Northridge, one hit, 19 pitches for Riggs Tal, no runs scored. And you've got You've got the big boys coming to the plate for the University Bulldogs. We're through five here. University leads 6-1 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA.
In times of uncertainty, it's always comforting to know some things are still consistent, like Quality Welland Pump's leadership in the irrigation world. With offices in Ault and LaSalle, Quality Welland Pump is the region's largest irrigation dealer, serving Northern Colorado since 2005. Unmatched quality products and superior service are exactly what you'll find when dealing with Quality Welland Pump's expert staff. For more information on Quality Welland Pump services, give them a call today at 970-353-3118. Quality Welland Pump is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Trust is not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of their family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance help take that confusion out of the process. There is no one-size-fits-all in insurance, and J9 will find that plan that is tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them at 970-834-2009.
Want to hear from the coach? Listen to Coach Speak, weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Cole Croissant, 0 for 1 on the day with two walks. Here's the pitch from Parker. So that's popped up. Golf swing. Now the first baseline. Looking for it to make a play, and that's a fantastic play by Alvarez over there. One pitch, and you get maybe the most dangerous batter on the team out.
And Alvarez covered a lot of ground to get to that ball. All the way in foul territory over by the fence from his second base spot.
So now you got Dalton Yeast, who's 1 for 3 on the day, coming up to the plate, but Parker Steckles looked good, man, as that one's ball number one. He's been very efficient and works really quickly.
He works really quickly. Yeast had barely got his bat up to his shoulder, and the ball was coming.
Steckle comes set. Here's the pitch to Yeast. That one's going to be in there for strike number two. 1-1 count now, one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Yeast, see what he can do here. 1-1 count, swung on and missed. 1-2 now. Steckle, I love this. He's not one to mess around, and he's in the heads of these university hitters right now. Yeast having to step out, trying to buy some time. He's acting like there is a pitch count out there, a pitch clock out there. Here's a pitch on the way, swung on, ripped towards second base. Alvarez is there, now waits. Throw to first in time, and he gets Dalton Yeast on a ground out to second.
That one was hit just slow enough to make it a little bit interesting over there at first base. Alvarez kind of waiting on it.
Now you got Tejada coming to the plate. Caleb Tejada, 0 for 3 today. Parker Steckle is waiting for Tejada to step in so he can throw that first pitch. When you're feeling it, you're feeling it, man. He's feeling it right now. They're going to call that strike number one. Like either a sinker or a changeup just dropped out of the zone after it crossed the plate, but strike number one called. That one's going to be up, ball number one. Makes it difficult to try and keep track of the pitches with Parker Steckle moving as fast as he is. Here it is. That one's going to be flown into right center field, going back, way back, and at the wall, it's down. It's going to be a double at least. He's rounding second now. And Tejada is going to be into third with a triple, and he ripped that thing, Mike.
Yeah, really ripped it out there to right field, and a great relay made that play a lot closer than I thought it was going to be at third base.
I thought he was going to be in there possibly standing up, but between McKean and Lyons and company, that's a great job. And now the Bulldogs, he thought Steckle was maybe rolling. Tejada squares one up with a triple, and now, you've got Towell, who's 2 for 3 on the afternoon, Mike. Can he help his own cause? Here's the pitch on the way from Steckle. That one's down in the dirt, and a great pick by Rose behind the plate.
Well, and if you're Steckle here, you don't worry about that guy at third at all. He's going to be dancing around over there. Don't let him get into your head. You just worry about this guy at the plate.
Riggs Towell now standing there, 2 for 3. He's got a 1-0 count on him. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Well, that one was a little high, but challenged him with a fastball. 1-1 now, two outs.
Really good day for Rigsdale, 2-for-3 at the plate, and a great pitching performance.
Here's the pitch on the way. It's going to be low, ball number two. 2-1 now. For Rigsdale. Yeah, I think he's got a pretty good chance here. If the Bulldogs hang on, he could be our Norfolk Islander Medal player of the game. Here's the pitch on the way. That one's fouled back. He didn't. I don't even think he wanted that one, Mike.
No, he kind of chopped wood there.
When you're swinging it as good as he is, though, those things look like a beach ball coming in.
Yeah.
I don't know how he made contact with that thing. You just say it's a little up. 2-2, two outs. Here's the pitch. That's right there. Strike number three called, and that'll end the top half of the sixth inning. Triple by Tejada, but they leave him stranded at third, and it's 6-1 Bulldogs. This timeout brought to you by Clear Water Products on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by A&W in Eaton and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze, crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve and their fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer, made fresh in the restaurant. It's perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. The Root Beer Cream Freeze is available for limited time only. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Everyone should have a hobby like painting, competitive eating, or maybe basket weaving. But if you crave something more exciting, Jack Wagon RC has something you will love. That's right, we're talking about remote control cars, 70-mile-per-hour cars. Jack Wagon RC is jam-packed with parts and accessories for everyone in the RC community, beginner and expert alike. The shelves are stocked with a variety of RC brands, and they offer repairs in-store. Swing by Jack Wagon RC to see what you're missing and pick up a new hobby. Jack Wagon RC is located off 9th Street inside CRP 4x4.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Six-one Bulldogs lead here. Hear me talking about Clearwater Products. I can promise you this. If Clearwater Products doesn't have it, they'll find it. If they can't find it, they'll build it. Safety valves, hoses, clothing, or chemicals for the agricultural world or the oil field world. Clearwater Products, they've got a new storefront they invite you to come check out. 2101 First Avenue in Greeley. That's 2101 First Avenue in Greeley. Tanner Schwent with Mike Danson inside the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Chilling off now in a March Thursday. I believe it's the 23rd or something like that today. Is it the 23rd? Man, we've got a gentleman right next to us who is our fact checker, and I love it so much. I'm wrong a lot, so I appreciate it. Here's Rigsdale, pitch on the way. That's low for ball number one. Rigsdale's been really solid here, man. 78 pitches through five innings. Can he get out of the sixth? I think at that point, if he gets out of this relatively quickly, Mike, as he misses there high, you leave him in there and let him try and just go start to finish, get a complete game under his belt.
Well, and I don't know what university's situation is. They just played yesterday, so who knows what their pitching situation is.
Yeah, that's a good point. But this thing isn't, I mean, you're not out of danger territory yet. Here's a pitch in there. Called strike there. 2-1. But, I mean, five runs is still not insurmountable. See what the Grizzlies can do. McGean at the plate, he's 0-for-2 on the day. He's a pitch on the way. That's going to be in there. Called strike. 2-2 now. That's interesting, Mike. I don't know if I've seen that. McGean's got a batting glove on his right hand, but not on his left. That's an interesting approach there. Either both or none, normally. Hack in there, but that one gets a slow dribbler down the first baseline. Toss over. Great job by Rigsdale to be covering there, and they get the out.
Well, just a great job defensively there. The first baseman kind of came to it, and then he noticed that Rigsdale was going to be able to get there and flip it to him, so... I don't think Rigsdale would have been able to get there to cover the base, but he was able to get to the ball to flip it.
Very good communication. So here's Lyons at the plate for Northridge, 0-for-1 with a walk on the day. Again, kind of the leader offensively he has been, at least early on in the season for the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch on the way, and that one's fouled back. That looked like a pretty good pitch to hit, but again, Lyons was sitting fastball. Looked like that slider hung up, caught a fat part of the zone there, Mike.
Yeah, he just missed that one.
Here's the pitch on the way from Towel. That one is, they're going to say he went, strike number two. 0-2 now. That was a high fastball again. And this is, I mean, if anything else, we're so early in the season, it's a good learning lesson, right? You can't get them all back with one swing. It looks like Lyons is looking to do that right now. Here's the pitch on the way up. Great pitch call, too. You know, you just got him to check his, not check his swing on a swing and miss at it, and go right back with the same pitch there, high fastball.
Yeah, see if he'll give you another one.
Riggs shakes off the call from Dalton Yates behind the plate. Here's the pitch. On the way, swung on and missed. What a pitch by Riggs Towel. Another strikeout. And we look up at our Gould Park scoreboard. It's 6-1 University, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Do you have how many strikeouts that is for him today, Tanner?
Well, why don't we just look real quick, Mike? That is strikeout number 9 for Riggs Towel. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be a little low for ball number 1 against Felix Lamas. Looking for a 10-strikeout game. Anytime you can get double-digit strikeouts, man, they're doing something right. Especially about how shaky he was in that first inning. Here's a pitch on the way. That's going to be ball number 2. Felix Lamas had the plate discipline to lay off that. He wanted it, but he checked his swing.
He thought about it for a couple seconds there.
Sits, fires the pitch. That's there for strike number 1. 2-1 now. And Felix Lamas. Bottom of the sixth inning. See if Towels can get out of this thing. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. That was one heck of a breaking ball there, Mike.
Yeah, it got there, and then it just fell off. The swing was already started, though.
Well, and I like the pitch cadence, too. High fastball. Okay, this thing's going to fall out at you at the end. 2-2, two outs. Riggs Towel looking to get out of this. Bottom of the sixth inning right here. Here's the payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. He got him. Riggs Towel, 10 strikeouts, and the University Bulldogs are dominating here as we head to the top of the seventh inning. It's 6-1 University. This timeout brought to you by Clearwater Products on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For almost 50 years, Steamway Florida Ceiling has been making your house a home in Northern Colorado. With expert designers and the industry's best products, we offer decorative solutions and finishing touches on all your remodeling or building projects. Visit our showroom today and walk through our beautiful display of flooring, window coverings, cabinetry, and lighting fixtures to fit any budget. Steamway Florida Ceiling, 8th Avenue and 6th Street in downtown Greeley. Call 353-0133 or visit our website at steamwayftc.com.
Weld County relies on agriculture. Agriculture relies on water and having the right irrigation system to disperse it. Alliance Irrigation, your local Rinky dealer, is here to help. Need a drivetrain retro? Even if you have a competitive brand machine, Alliance Irrigation can update your drivetrain with Rinky parts and even give you a full 8-year warranty on parts and labor. Avoid costly downtime by calling Alliance Irrigation in Kersey at 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621.
We have all the madness you can handle. March Madness is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
No time to waste. Parker Steckel's ready to go. Here's the pitch. And that's going to be popped up by Connor Weber. Steckel calling everybody off. He'll make the catch. One pitch, one out. And you can hear the wind starting to whip up. It's starting to get a little chilly. I think a lot of the fans are appreciating Parker Steckel quickly getting this thing going.
How quick he works, yeah.
So that's a pop out to the pitcher there. One out here in the top of the seventh inning. That one's fouled back now by Cruz. Cruz ripped a ball into the right center field gap for a triple.
Just to go back to Riggs Towel for a second there, Tanner, with his 10 strikeouts today, that's 11 innings pitched, 18 strikeouts.
And there's a ball hit right back to Steckel. He's going to bobble it, and he's not going to get there in time, does he? They got him out over at first. Parker Steckel, he bobbled it not once, not twice, but three times, and Parker Steckel sticks with it and gets it. He's just going to do it himself here.
That one was hit hard, was right back at him.
Very hard hit ground ball. Two outs now as Kaler comes to the plate. He's 1 for 3. He got a base hit on a bunt. That one's going to be high and outside for ball number one.
University of quality baseball team. I think Northridge is going to be all right, though, too, with Jace Reed and Parker Steckel on the mound. They're going to win a bunch of games this year.
I agree completely. But that's, you know, when you got eight seniors and a handful of those, you know, pitch, you're going to be all right. Weather's starting to move in here. Of course, we got a nice little snowfall out of nowhere last night. Swung on and missed by Kaler. 2-1 now. Two outs. Top of the seventh inning. Steckel comes set. Here's the pitch on the way. It's going to be low.
Just low.
Ball three. You know the weather's going to start to get bad when high school baseball gets ready to roll, man. Here's the pitch by Parker Steckel on the way. Foul back. He got a pretty good chunk of that one. Just missed it. 3-2, two outs here. Top of the seventh inning. Our A1 Organics game of the week. It's voted on by you. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung on. Deep right field. Looking for it. And they will make the catch. That is McGean out there. Makes the catch. And that'll do it for the top of the seventh inning. Quick work by Parker Steckel. The Northridge Grizzlies need one heck of a rally when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Life's challenges can take a toll on our mental health. The good news is that help is available and counseling works. Therapists at North Range Behavioral Health can help you find effective ways to handle difficult times and find mental wellness in all areas of your life. For more information or to make an appointment, call 970-347-2120 or visit northrange.org to learn more. Once again, that number to call, 970-347-2120. At North Range Behavioral Health, we're here for you, Weld County.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in. Working on some adjustments going on right now. Appreciate the umpire, Larry Lawhead, coming out here. Parker Steckel a bat, then we've got...
Hubbard is going to move in to the
for Mondragon there. Yeah, looks like for the 7-hole hitter there. So number 8, Hubbard will move in for Mondragon coming up next. But first, Parker Steckel tries to get a late rally going as we're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Bulldogs lead 6-1. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung on and fouled back for strike one. I mentioned, as voted on by you guys, we're doing something new this year. Our A1 Organics Game of the Week will be up on our KFK Preps Radio social media accounts. I'll pick a couple of games that are going to be good here in Northern Colorado. You decide where we go. That one's low for ball one. 94% of the over 200 votes that came in went for the University of Bulldogs and Northridge Grizzlies game. Can't say I blame them. It's been a pretty good game so far today. Been... As that one's hit back up the middle, it's a slow roller over to Von Bever, but he'll take care of it. I have been impressed with Von Bever here today. He's been pretty efficient over there at second base, had a couple of hits as well, but Riggs Towel is far and away right now, earning the rights of our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game.
Yeah, this university team just very fundamentally strong.
It was uncharacteristic in that first inning, right? You had a couple of errors by Cole Croissant, and after that, it's been clean baseball. Here's the pitch by Riggs Towel on the way, trying to get this thing over with. There's a strike. What a pitch, man.
It wouldn't surprise me if Croissant doesn't have two more errors the rest of the season, honestly.
I know. I agree completely with you. I agree completely. Here's the pitch by Riggs Towel on the way. Swung on and missed. Looking for his 11th strikeout of the day is Riggs Towel. Mike, appreciate the Northridge Athletic Group for letting us be inside on this one. Really chilly if we're out there. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Riggs Towle on his 97th pitch of the afternoon gets Hubbard going down swinging for his 11th strikeout. One out away are the University Bulldogs from advancing to 5-0 to start the year. Can't win them all if you don't win the first five. You know the old adage?
Yep.
That one's in there, strike number one.
11 strikeouts in a seven-inning game is pretty impressive.
Ridiculous. Looking for number 12 here to end this thing off. Here is Towle on the way, pitch on the way. That one misses high. You know, and this is the mental aspect of baseball. If you're Rose right now up at the plate, you're down five, two outs, the guy's pitching lights out, it's hard to stay locked in. I give him credit for taking that pitch right there. Here's the pitch on the way. That one's going to be popped up, high in the air, in the infield. Croissant will call everybody off and make the catch, and that's the ball game. University wins this one, 6-1 our final, up on the Gould Park scoreboard. Stick around. We'll have the Alt Feedmill postgame four show coming up for you right now on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. Minute of the Alt Feedmill postgame show. The wind really starting to whip here at Northridge High School, as the University Bulldogs take care of business in this one. 6-1, they beat the Northridge Grizzlies. I don't think there's any time to waste, Mike. We knew where we were going with this one. Our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, those honors go to Riggs Towle, which he was incredible today pitching, but offensively, Mike, 2-for-4, a run scored, and an RBI run batted in. On the mound, on the bump, what did he do? 7 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 run, no earned runs, and 1 walk. 11 strikeouts.
And it's funny, you were calling it an incredible performance, and that's the exact word that I was going to use to describe it also. Just a great performance, settled in after that first inning, but yeah, just a great job by him today.
After one inning, it was tied up 1-1. A couple of non-earned runs come in to score. It was 1-1, but it was all University from there. They tack on a run in the third inning. They add 3 in the fourth, and another in the fifth to wrap this thing up. They win 6-1. A couple of doubles by Dalton Yeast, Connor Weber. A couple of triples on this one as well for Tejada and Van Beber. Well done. A couple of errors throughout the course of the day as well. But for Northridge, 2 hits. I think Jace Reed, he goes 3 2/3. He's credited with the loss here. 6 hits, 5 runs, 5 earned, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. You can see the stuff's there, just not his day, and a really good Bulldogs lineup.
Yeah, really good Bulldog lineup. I thought Jace Reed pitched well for a few innings. You could kind of tell that the early season was getting to him. He started to get a little tired and started bouncing a few more pitches into the catcher.
Parker Steckel ends up finishing this one out for Northridge. 3 1/3, 4 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, and 5 strikeouts. Really liked what I saw from Parker Steckel today. Well, you'll decide where we're at next week, and look for that fan vote up on our social media accounts at KFK Preps Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Mike, appreciate you coming out, my friend.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Tanner, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, with that weather, hopefully it continues to get warmer for high school baseball. This has been our first A1 Organics game of the week. We'll have a full recap and hear an interview with our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week tomorrow on Coach Speak. For Mike Danson, for Micah Kilpatrick back at the studios, I am Tanner Schwint. Have a great evening, Northern Colorado, and enjoy some March Madness action coming up right now on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.